Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 47 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Air National Guard. An elderly woman died in an Englewood house fire, and her husband is in intensive care, suffering from smoke inhalation and serious burns. Police Detective Perry Shellpfeffer says neighbors called firefighters just before midnight when they saw smoke and flames at 3975 South Fox Street.
When fire and rescue units arrived on scene, they made entry into the residence and found two people inside. They were both unconscious. They brought those people out.
The woman has been identified as 93-year-old Maxine Milligan, while her 96-year-old husband, Gatewood, was rushed to Swedish Medical Center. Damage to the home estimated at nearly $250,000. The cause of the blaze is still under investigation, but firefighters say it appears the home didn't have smoke detectors, plus double-keyed deadbolt locks made getting out of the house more difficult. Meanwhile, firefighters in Estes Park are combing through the wreckage of a blaze in an apartment building there. The structure is atop a business near the Hup Hotel at 141 Elkhorn Drive. Firefighters found smoke coming out of the second floor a little after 9 this morning. The fire has been controlled, but firefighters are searching the building for possible victims. Trial has begun for four Quest executives that, according to the government, intentionally broke accounting rules so they could put $34 million worth of revenue on the books and then lie about it. Assistant U.S. Attorney William Leone says the four men came up with a plan that let the company improperly book a sale in 2001 to school officials in Arizona. The prosecution says the men conspired to cover up the deal from the auditor and regulators. The trial for the four is expected to last a month. The recall election for Arapahoe County Clerk and Recorder Tracy Baker is underway today. Baker has been accused of creating a hostile workplace, misusing county funds, and carrying on an inappropriate relationship with his top assistant, Lisa Sale. If voters say no to Baker keeping his job, it'd end a 24-year career. Baker was cleared of criminal charges against him, but refused to resign when the county asked him to quit. President Bush has endorsed a constitutional amendment that would ban same-sex marriages.
Activist courts have left the people with one recourse. If we are to prevent the meaning of marriage from being changed forever, our nation must enact a constitutional amendment to protect marriage in America.
Bush was referring to a brewing controversy in San Francisco where that city's mayor has handed out thousands of marriage licenses to same-sex couples and to recent court decisions in Massachusetts and New Mexico. Bush stressed, quote, unless action is taken, we can expect more defiance of the law by local officials, all of which leads to uncertainty. Bush said, on a matter of such importance, the voice of the people must be heard. Responding to Bush's announcement, Senator Edward Kennedy said such a measure would be discriminatory. Senator Kennedy called Bush shameful for wanting a constitutional amendment banning same-sex marriage.
By endorsing this shameful proposal, President Bush will go down in history as the first president to try to write bias back into the Constitution.
Speaking on the Senate floor, Kennedy also said such an amendment takes away the state's legal right to decide and enforce current legal battles for same-sex couples. Stormy weather isn't keeping partygoers away from Mardi Gras in New Orleans. David Cohen reports.
Despite a little fog and drizzle, there are huge crowds out in the streets all across metropolitan New Orleans. It's Mardi Gras, and they're having a party. Y'all having fun? Yeah! It's Mardi Gras 2004, a wet and dreary day, but everyone's spirits are anything but dreary. I'm Dave Cohen in New Orleans.
Al-Qaeda may be weakened, but there is growing anti-American sentiment among other Islamic terrorist groups. That's the word today from CIA Director George Tenet, who told a Senate panel terrorists are still determined to obtain and use destructive weapons against the U.S. The comments come the same day a new audio tape is circulating, alleged to contain the voice of Ayman al-Zawahiri, which threatens the U.S. with more attacks. 50 U.S. Marines are in Haiti. They've been sent to bolster security at the U.S. Embassy in the island nation. Haiti is in the midst of a large rebel uprising against the current government. Rebels have overrun Haiti's second largest city and say they'll be in Haiti's capital within days. Stocks were mixed heading into the last 2 hours of today's session. The Dow is down 21 points, the NASDAQ up 6, the S&P 500 up nearly 2. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche are at home tonight playing host to the Calgary Flames. The Avs beat the Flames when they last played on New Year's Eve. Avs are coming off their 3-1 win over the Minnesota Wild on Sunday. Denver Nuggets off tonight as they come home to face the L.A. Lakers tomorrow night at the Pepsi Center. Nuggets lost 109-106 to the Grizzlies last night in Memphis. Have you separated from military service and wish you had never left? Join the Air National Guard. Work part-time and earn retirement benefits. Call 1-800-TOGO-ANG. That's 1-800-TOGO-ANG. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:05.
No matter what happens, where it happens, or how it happens, get the information you need here first. First, AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
WB2. Wednesday on WB2 News at 9. Is your phone bill hundreds, even thousands more than you expected? More and more people are becoming prey to a new kind of thief.
They said that my long-distance service had been switched to this new company.
The new con, changing your long-distance carrier without your permission.
I've been slammed.
The problem is, it's not illegal, and you're still responsible for the bill. But there is good news. We'll tell you one simple thing you can do to make sure this never happens to you. Wednesday on WB2 News at 9.
This is
WB2 Morning News.
When weather happens in Colorado, turn to WB2 Morning News.
The station with the most local news in the morning.
And weather and traffic on the twos.
Every 10 minutes, get updated weather and road conditions.
Plus, check on your morning commute drive time.
We'll save you time when you need it most.
WB2 Morning News, the place to turn when weather happens.
We'll help you plan your day.
No matter what it's like outside.
WB2 Morning News, weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9, because your time counts.
KNRC News Time is 12:06. Time to go to Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by the network of 17 John Elway AutoNation showrooms. Bit of a problem, US 85 right at 77th, an accident there. And the rail guard's down and stuck at Smith Road and Chambers. Everywhere else is looking pretty good. At all John Elway showrooms, get a certified used vehicle with a 99-day warranty and a money-back guarantee. No worries at all when you get a John Elway certified used vehicle. Honest. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. Enid Goldstein's next on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Milder air will be working in over the next couple of days as we keep a nice south breeze. Might be a little on the stiff side this afternoon at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Partly sunny with a high of 51. Fair skies tonight with a low around 25. More sunshine tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny and 59 for the high on Thursday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 47 degrees. KNRC News Time is 12:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 12:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, we think Denver's choice for talk. Now one of the Mile High City's most entertaining talk personalities, the Enid Goldstein Show. Here's Enid.
12:07, 7 minutes after 12 o'clock. Welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. Tomorrow we're going to be joined by Rocky Mountain News film critic Bob Dinnerstein. We're going to be talking about The Passion of Christ. He will have seen it, and it'll be very interesting to hear his take on it. Next week, we'll be talking about Oscars. We'll also be talking to Matthew Pearl, who has written The Dante Club. It's gotten fabulous reviews. Ian Rankin, some of you are big fans of his. He's a Scottish thriller writer. He'll be in town. A Question of Blood, and later in March, Ellen Goodman will be joining us, and local author John Dunning as well. So these are just some of the highlights. You can always listen to us on the web, www.knrcradio.com, and a lot of our interviews are archived on the web, so the Robert Rubin interview is up there, lots of other interviews, so you can, if you've missed some of those guests, that's one way that you can access them. I got this email from Tom, and he writes for the Boulder newspaper, the CU newspaper in Denver. And there's going to be a rally at Auraria. Support the victims. It's right now, Tuesday, Feb 24, 12 o'clock noon. So it started theoretically 8 minutes ago at the Auraria campus by the flagpole just outside the library in the center of campus. Students, faculty, administrative members from all three campuses are scheduled to speak. And this is a Stop the Rapes rally at Auraria. This is students calling for accountability in the CU system, a rally to demand a student task force to investigate rape allegations and the atmosphere of intimidation and apathy in the CU system. Like, the student task force is going to get anything done except occupy the students. Well, good luck to that. But here we are in the interest of freedom of speech on the campus promoting Tom's event. I want to talk about sex today, because I think the state of Colorado is preoccupied with sex. I'm going to start here with a little bit of information about Coach Barnett, because in the wake of these sexual allegations, as you know, unless you've been among the nearly comatose, he has been put on administrative leave. The university, now this according to Rick Riley, I think this is sport. Well, this is yes, Rick Riley. Or yes, he's saying Rick Riley's writing in SI.com. The university wants to fire Gary Barnett, but because of the pending lawsuit filed by a woman who alleges she was raped at a recruiting party in 2001, CU can't fire him because he deserves due process from his employer. Plus, it's the university that's being sued. If Colorado officials admit, look, we now admit our football program was out of control under this guy, then that would be a sure way to lose that lawsuit pretty quickly. They're stuck, so they found this middle ground. But if he comes back, Riley is writing, I'm Eleanor Roosevelt, because I don't think there's any way he's going to come back. Riley goes on to say, I think the way we treat women in this culture, in this country, especially among athletes, is problematic. I think athletes have trouble hearing the word no. They don't hear it very often. Instead, they hear yes. It's free. We love you. That's a problem within the athletic culture. But, like it or not, in college football, the head coach is responsible for his players' actions. He has to be accountable. What this head coach has been saying is, no, I didn't know anything about it. And Riley writes, I think that's stretching believability to a snapping point. I think the program should get a new athletic director. I believe it needs a new head coach. He says, and he goes on to speculate about that. So that's what Rick Riley is saying in SI.com. I bring all this up because today President Bush is signed on to a constitutional ban of gay marriage. He doesn't think it's a very good idea. The truth of the matter is that he's on the ropes. The Democrats have him on the run. His approval numbers are dropping faster than Bob Dole without his Viagra. And he's coming out swinging hard against Kerry and any kind of Democratic opposition. He knows that what will galvanize his right-wing religious base more than anything is focusing on gay marriage. Not that many people are gay in the first place, and probably even fewer of them are contemplating marriage. So you're not talking about a huge number of people. But what you are talking about is a way to galvanize your base, and apparently the religious right has been kind of lagging lately. They have been not as strengthened. They haven't been able to come together quite in the same way that they have previously. So this is this is a way to galvanize them. I see that Wayne Allard has stepped forward to support the ban on gay marriages, the constitutional ban on gay marriages, and Marilyn Musgrave is making a career of this. And then I'm starting to think, because here I am, kind of an outsider, I'm starting to think about Gary Barnett and CU. Well, let's go back and let's start to connect the dots a little bit. Let's go to Amendment 2, which didn't want to give any rights, you know, which didn't want to grant any special rights to gays. Let's go to the Kobe Bryant, let's fast forward from Amendment 2, which was widely viewed as anti-gay, to Kobe Bryant and the allegations that he raped this young woman. And then you've got the CU sex scandals. And now you've got a couple of very prominent Coloradans taking center stage in favor of the ban against, constitutional ban against gay marriage. Connect the dots for me, will you? That there's an anti-gay hostility that, a hostility toward gays that takes the form of Amendment 2 a few years back. Fast forward, there are all these allegations of rapes coming out, whether it's in the Kobe Bryant case or in CU athletic recruiting or CU football parties or whatever. And then you have a couple of prominent Coloradans who are in favor of a constitutional ban against gay marriage. Connect all those sexual dots for me and see if a picture emerges. And what would that picture be? 303-382-1150. What do we want to say about the state of Colorado? Are we so preoccupied with sexuality? Whether you're gay or whether you're getting, there are like two pendulum swings here. We're preoccupied with gay sex and we're preoccupied with rapes. whether it's Kobe Bryant or whether it's the allegations on the allegations surrounding Kobe Bryant, the allegations surrounding CU and the athletic department. What can we say about Colorado and sex? What picture does this paint? 303-382-1150. Roger, calling from Highlands Ranch. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, how you doing?
Doing well, Roger.
Hey, you know, I think basically you're right about the whole thing being a smokescreen. I mean, I find the timing of this press conference very interesting.
Well, how does Mary Cheney feel about this, do you think?
Well, I wonder how Mary Cheney feels.
She's Cheney's lesbian daughter.
Well, I mean...
openly lesbian daughter.
It's not going to affect them. I mean, it's never affected those.
Why? Will they go into the National Guard? What's going to happen?
Well, no, it's never affected those who are, you know, well off. They have the lawyers that can get around not having a marriage, and they can get the contracts drawn up and get all the legal stuff done and all that kind of stuff. So it doesn't affect them nearly as much. But, you know, this whole thing's a smokescreen. I mean, just this morning, you know, new economic numbers that were released that are outrageously bad. I mean, you've got consumer confidence that is going through this, just going
through the toilet,
down.
Through the toilet.
It's you know, going down the toilet. And I just listened to an economist who said, never have we had a drop, this big a drop in consumer confidence that was not followed by a recession.
Well, what is the tactic? Go back to more sexuality tactics. When there was bad news, when Bush wanted to galvanize his base, when he wanted to cement his support among the fundamental, the religious right, what did he do? Partial birth, what they called a partial birth abortion, late-term abortion, which is now slugging it out in the courts, taking up a lot of valuable court time and money trying to unravel that mess. Because even in the case of trying to save the woman's life, no late-term abortion is allowed. And Ashcroft is now subpoenaing some of these big teaching hospitals the records for women who have had these procedures done in the last several years, even before the law took effect.
And you're going to be seeing them beat the drum again about the flag-burning amendment. You're going to see them beat the drum again about the Ten Commandments. And they're just going to be beating
the drum.
Well,
no, they have found, they have polled, and their researchers have shown that this galvanizes people. And these are exactly the kind of wedge issues they're going to go for.
Yep.
So I think you're right. I think you're absolutely right that this is a distraction. He has no real record, no accomplishments to run on. So what he's got to run on are all these cultural...
He's running away from that record.
Yeah, exactly. Roger, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Joel calling from Thornton. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Good morning, Enid. How you doing?
Doing well, Joel.
Actually, I guess it's good afternoon.
Yeah.
Anyway, I just like to focus my comments on the CU thing. I don't know if I could necessarily connect all the dots that you want to connect here today. But the thing that I've kind of noticed about this is that the feminist movement, the women from now, et cetera, they've been kind of strangely silent on this thing. And this is a national issue now, isn't it?
Silent on what thing?
Well, okay, let me explain it this way. I think you and I can both agree that certainly a woman should never be treated as a sex object, absolutely never raped. I mean, it goes beyond being inappropriate to wrong, sinful, illegal, etc. And I essentially agree with the concept that, you know, equal pay for equal work, there shouldn't be a glass ceiling, etc., etc. With all of that said, however, it seems to me that there's a double standard here. On the one side of this double standard, if a young woman is trying to make her way in this world and is trying to achieve some level of success, everything that I just mentioned applies.
I don't understand what your point is, Joel. Tell me, cut right to the chase because we don't have any time.
The case is, on the one side, you've got that. On the other side, if a woman achieves a certain level of fame and fortune and success, it's okay for them to be thought of as a sex object. And I cite Christina Aguilera, Britney Spears, Madonna, and especially Janet Jackson as examples of that. How do we resolve that?
In other words, just because somebody is a sex object, you jump them? Is that the story?
No, that's not what I'm saying. And I tried to preface my comments that way. But what I am saying is it does send out...
Well, what you're saying is that if they position themselves as a sex object, a man is powerless in the face of that, and all he can do is wiggle, 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 you know, jumper and wiggle, wiggle, wiggle.
No.
Well, that sounds like what you're saying.
No, I think you're trying to put words in my mouth because, you know, you and I have disagreed in the past. What I'm essentially trying to say here is I think there is a double standard that's being sent to the culture, and that does not justify what happened at CU.
And what is the double standard?
as I said, on the one hand, if a woman is trying to make it in this world and become successful, then the old-style arguments that the feminists raised back in the 70s are valid. But once a woman has achieved a certain level of success and fame and fortune...
Joel, I don't know what you're talking about. What are you talking about, the old-style feminist? What, if she's trying to become successful, what? Say it.
I am saying
it. I don't get it. You're too vague.
Obviously not.
No, I'm not. You're not making your case. You're, and apparently you're not able to either. 303, he hung up. 303-382-1150. I mean, Goldstein. What was he trying to say? Maybe somebody can decipher what he was trying to say here. Liam, calling from Congress Park. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Well, I'm glad to be alive and with Enid. Anyway, let me see. As a practical matter, this federal marriage amendment, of course, we know it's nothing more than a form of pandering and fundraising. But as a practical matter, unless the Dems prove that they're gutless wonders again, there's no way they could even get two-thirds majority in both houses if the Democrats are not gutless wonders, that is.
Well, I think it's going to be
the numbers aren't there.
I think you're probably right. I think the numbers aren't there. And what he's going to be able to do, and what Cheney's probably told his daughter, is don't worry. This is just a campaign ploy. It won't pass. And you'll be free to get married if you want to down the line. That may be what the private conversation is. Ted Kennedy gave a speech saying that the Constitution has only been amended 20-some-odd times throughout history and always in the direction of giving people more rights, not restricting their rights. And he said this is shameful in that it is a constitutional, it would be a restriction of people's rights.
Exactly. And also, let's not forget, there is a website out there. It's called Dear Mary, M-A-R-Y.
Right. They're trying to press your Mary Cheney.
Uh-huh. Dear Mary. I don't know if it's a... it's probably not a .com, obviously, but it's dearmary.something. So I recommend if people want to give Mary Cheney a little advice, just go onto that website.
Liam, I thank you for the call. Also, I want to ask those of you who are log cabin Republicans, that means you're gay Republicans, how do you feel? Are you going to, in the face of George W. Dickey Bush, pandering to the religious right in this country, trying to galvanize support for himself among that group and hoping that the dots connect so that he gets four more years, how do you feel about voting Republican in the coming election and supporting this regime that wants to use you to get itself elected, demean you, degrade you, and deny you rights? 303-382-1150. David, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Good.
Enid, with your rationale, I should be able to go down the street and marry a goat. And if I want to marry a goat, should I be allowed to marry a goat?
What does my rationale have to do with you doing interspecies dating, David?
Because you're discriminating. You're saying that we're discriminating against a group of people because they want to marry each other, whether it be male or female.
Yeah, but what does that have to do with a goat?
Because
you're putting down a whole class of people. There are.
You're putting me down for wanting to marry a goat.
Wait a minute. A goat, David, I hate to disabuse you of this idea, but a goat is actually not a human being.
Okay, how about,
and it has no legal status in a court, but we're talking about human beings marrying each other.
Okay, let's change it then. Go to polygamy.
No, we're not talking about polygamy. We're talking about monogamy. We're not talking about polygamy. We're talking about one person marrying another person, not marrying a goat, and not marrying 50 people. And if you don't know the difference, I don't know how we can have a conversation.
Because you're discriminating against me. Why is it okay to discriminate one way and not another?
We're talking about human beings. We're not talking. You're using absolutely the wrong argument. And you're trying to make an equivalent situation, and you know what? You haven't succeeded.
I've totally succeeded.
No, you haven't.
You're telling me that you're discriminating against me now because I want to marry four people. You're saying,
wait a minute. What if you wanted to commit a murder? I'd say, you know, you can't commit a murder. Is that discriminating against you, David?
Absolutely. If I'm a five-year-old and want to vote, that's
No. If you want to commit a murder and I say, David, you know what? You can't commit a murder. Are you going to tell me I'm discriminating against you? Because that's the logic you're using here. There's no logic. 303-382-1150. Tom in Cherry Hills. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Same argument. Polygamy. If all the arguments for gay marriage can be applied towards polygamy, why not?
Because we're not talking about multiple marriages. We're talking monogamy. Tom,
I'm telling you,
we're talking about a monogamous situation. One person in love with another person. Why can't they get married?
No, because
why? I'm asking you, Tom. Why can't they get married?
No reason why not.
All right, there you go. We agree. 303-382-1150. I'm Ian Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got in it?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150 KNRC.
Yesterday, a woman asked me if Beaujolais goes with pork tenderloin. Excuse me, what? Like I can stop and think about pairing wine with food while I've got a house to sell.
Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage knows your buyer could be anywhere. That's why we're everywhere. So relax. Our global network will market your home worldwide. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage. Visit ColoradoHomes.com. Coldwell Banker Residential Brokerage is owned and operated by NRT Incorporated.
Come on, one more scoop and you're done with the driveway. Now for the hard part, standing up straight, because your back is stuck at a 45-degree angle. But it won't be for long with a Thermacare heat wrap. Put Thermacare on your back, neck, or shoulder. Get 8 hours of deep-down powerful heat, so tight muscles relax and you feel relief. Get Thermacare in the pain reliever aisle. Then head back outside, because the snowplow just left you a present.
Tickets are on sale now for the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series, featuring the dynamic lineup of retired General Tommy Franks on Tuesday, March 30th, and Steve Forbes on Monday, May 17th. Tickets are still available for these compelling speakers. For information on the remaining ticket packages, go to www.denverlectureseries.com and expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series, a program of junior achievement and sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC. Recently, Jimmy Lakey was spotted in the People's Republic of Boulder. Where will he be next? Where will we send Enid? How about Doug? The one Denver radio station that doesn't stay in the studio for the newsmakers to come to them. We go where the newsmakers are. AM 1150, KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kelly. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
1227 on the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours till 3 o'clock. All yours. No guests today. We're talking about the question that I posed, the preoccupation that Colorado has with sex from one pendulum to the other. Amendment 2, which was widely viewed as denying rights to gays. And that was ultimately, that went down to defeat, but not, it took a while to do that. Then we have sexual assaults coming out of Colorado, the Kobe case, the alleged sexual assault there, the CU sexual assaults, alleged sexual assaults. And then we have two prominent Coloradans, Wayne Allard, Marilyn Musgrave, coming forward to support the ban on gay, constitutional ban on gay marriage that President Bush has put forward today. He says that we don't want to mess around with marriage, but we have messed around with marriage a long time, many times. We've messed around with marriage when it was, you know, when there were the issues of polygamy. We said we're not allowing polygamous marriages in this society. Remember, in a not so distant past, when there were laws against blacks and whites marrying each other, these were miscegenation laws. So we have tampered with marriage in the past. And this is an administration that's always been in favor of states' rights, and they want to now impose a federal law. We know what it is. We know that this is a distraction. We know that he's on the ropes. The Democrats, for the first time, have got George Bush on the ropes and running. If the election were to be held right now, Bush-Cheney would lose to a Kerry Edwards ticket, according to the latest Newsweek poll that I saw. So he knows that this issue will galvanize his base like no other, and he is going to go for it. And by the way, if you want to pressure Mary Cheney, it's called DearMary.com. DearMary.com is the website. The lines are, there's one line open. Somebody grab it. They're full, I think, or maybe there's one open. 303-382-1150. Kevin, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. You know, I want to address your last two callers specifically, but before
They're busy marrying goats, cows, and they're busy marrying both goats, cows, and being polygamous.
Oh, well, what I wanted to say, and it shouldn't be necessary for me to make this distinction, but I'm going to make it just so they can understand. I'm a heterosexual male. However, I am not afraid of homosexuals. I don't know what the hell is wrong with these guys. They're a bunch of little cowards. Okay, we're about all men being created equal, not just white men and not just straight men or straight women for that matter, but everybody gets equal, fair treatment in this land of ours, this land of the free.
Wait, why are these strong macho guys, they are the first ones that are upset about if you have gays in the military, God forbid, somebody would do to them what they've been doing to women forever, which is somebody makes a pass at them. What are they going to wilt and disintegrate?
Well,
they
yeah,
can't handle
the
it?
Same, yeah, these are the same guys that
they want to send your kids. These are the guys who want to send your kids into war, but God forbid if
that's
somebody.
Right.
All right. I got it. And I thank you for the call, Kevin. 303-382-1150. Bill in Longmont. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Thanks for keeping people on topic. You've done a good job of that. We're not talking about animals. We're not talking about kids because they're not consenting.
I mean, how do you even argue that with somebody?
Because they don't want to talk about the topic at hand. They want to do the diversion type thing, and they're being trained to do that by other talk hosts.
Who, Rush? He's at
Lakey.
Least... Huh?
Lakey is doing this. Kellett is doing this. They don't want to talk about that.
They will
divert people to this slippery slope ridiculousness. We're not talking about animals because they're not consenting adults and children. We're not talking about polygamy because if we had polygamy, companies and governments would end up paying benefits to multiple partners and could go broke. There's a financial interest in not allowing polygamy. We're talking about single, one-on-one consenting adult marriage, and I would hope that the critics can stay on that topic instead of taking the cowardly path of trying to do these ridiculous slippery.
Well, they can't. They can't. You can't make the argument. You know, you got to really get yourself into a hernia here to make the argument using cows, chickens,
and goats.
And if they want
the same slippery slope stuff was used when people 50 years ago when people were protesting interracial marriage, the very same thing. Well, if we allow that, think of the children. You know.
Right.
And another thing, there's a slippery slope argument the other way. If we put a constitutional amendment in that restricts rights, what that will be a precedent. What other constitutional monkey business can we do to restrict other people's rights? It might today it's the people you don't like. Tomorrow it might be you.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate the call. 303-382-1150. Karen calling on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi. What I want to talk about is maybe the theory behind why gay people want to get married. It's similar to what Amendment 2 would have done. I think they want to have rights as to hospital visitation, adoption rights, joint benefits. And maybe what they need to do right now is say they want to get married because no one allows them, you know, those civil rights.
Well, I think that's exactly right. But I thank you, Karen, for the call. Those of you who are log cabin Republicans, I'm really putting out the call to you. Those of you who are gay, in other words, gay Republicans, the gay organization for Republicans is called Log Cabin Republicans, I think. Hope I don't have that wrong, but I'm pretty sure that's what it is. If you're a gay Republican, are you going to vote for Bush? Let me rephrase this. Bush's support for a constitutional ban on gay marriage, will that weaken your support of George W. Bush? Those of you who are gay Republicans. Matt, calling from Aurora. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello. Hey, what does Kerry and Edwards and Nader, what do they say about gay marriage?
Tell me, what is this, the reference desk of the library? What point did you call to make?
We know that Bush is anti-gay, right? What he said.
I think Kerry is in favor of domestic partnership. But what's your point, Matt?
All right. So we know what Bush is against. What is Kerry and the Democrats?
Call Kerry and ask him. 303-382-1150. Chris, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
How you doing?
Good.
I'm just calling to present a view that maybe people are confused about. I personally am in favor of civil unions. I think a lot of people and the country kind of go back to what the country was founded on with Christian ideals and Christian beliefs, that they believe that marriage is between a man and a woman. I'm not saying that, I mean, I know there's some people out there that are blatantly homophobic and are against this for that reason alone, but I'm saying the majority of people are against it for that reason.
So tell me again what you're saying, what your point is?
That people are against these marriages simply because of the ideals that this country was founded on, that they believe that a marriage is between a man and a woman. Not saying that it
used to be only between a white man and a white woman or a black man and a black woman, and you couldn't do mixed marriages in a lot of states. There were laws prohibiting. So tell me where you stand on the issue of gay marriage, whether it should be allowed or not.
Marriages, no. Civil unions, yes.
What's the difference? Just the language?
Yes.
Just the language. In other words, you're in favor of giving gay couples exactly the rights they would have in a marriage, except the ability to call it a marriage. They would have to call it a civil union.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine with me.
Okay, Chris, I thank you. That's an interesting point of view. 303-382-1150. And I think that's probably what it boils down to for a lot of people. Apparently, according to the numbers, there is a real split, but that's what I think it boils down to. I think people are in favor of domestic partnerships, but they don't want to call them marriages between gay couples. Do you think that that's what it is? And what is our preoccupation with sex here in Colorado? Are we obsessed with it? Whether we swing from alleged rapes or whether it has to do with gay issues? What is it about Colorado? Are we, you know, macho? Is that the deal here? Rick in Elbert. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Rick.
I think everybody's kind of missing this whole deal. The amendment to the Constitution, the reason he's doing this is so when Massachusetts makes this law that it's okay for gays to get married or whatever, the way the Constitution reads now is Colorado would have to honor that marriage. And what we don't want is for that to happen. If it's a civil
you don't
union,
think that he's, you don't think he's doing this in order to galvanize his base and get himself reelected? You don't
everything
think? He's on the ropes.
Everything? No, he's not on the ropes.
Sure he is. The
no,
approval ratings. Did you see the Newsweek poll?
Oh, I heard you
that was just
about
released. Well, wait a minute. Let me tell you, Rick. If the election were held right now, Bush-Cheney on the one hand and Kerry Edwards on the other, Bush-Cheney would lose.
Okay, now tell me your thoughts on what I just said about why he wants to make this constitution.
He wants to make this a constitution because knows he can get votes with it, and he knows it's not going
to
actually pass.
You don't think
that's
it has
what
anything
he
to do with states' rights?
He's in favor of states' rights, so why does he want to make a federal law? Let the states all decide what they want to
do. Exactly. Let the states decide what they want to do. That's
right.
Why he's making this an amendment. Because as it stands now...
Wait a minute. I don't get your doublespeak.
No,
if he's a states' rights guy, then what does he want to make a federal law about it for? Let the states decide how they're going to handle it and whether or not they're going to consider a marriage that takes place in Massachusetts legal in Colorado. They have that latitude.
No.
They don't need the federal government to step in.
Can you listen?
Yeah.
Okay. If me and you were to get married in Colorado...
In your dreams, Rick.
No, not in my dreams. My biggest nightmare. But anyway, if me and you were to get married in Colorado and we moved to Texas, the state of Texas has to...
No, not necessarily. I don't think so. I don't
yes,
think necessarily.
Sure,
no. I think the state of Massachusetts, if it's legal in Massachusetts, Rick... Then Massachusetts has to honor it, but I believe that Texas states' rights can decide whether it will honor or not honor a marriage.
Oh, as the Constitution reads now, and I can't remember the...
I'm not
the
sure.
All this other
let's put out the call for an attorney to call us set us straight on that, and I thank you for bringing up the issue. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live, doing, as always, Full Frontal Talk Radio. 12:38, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 47 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Albertsons. An Englewood house fire has claimed the life of a 93-year-old woman and sent her 96-year-old husband to intensive care, suffering smoke inhalation and serious burns. The cause of that blaze still under investigation. Police in Aurora are investigating a fatal accident this morning at Moline and 17th Avenue. The preliminary investigation indicates that speed and drug use by the driver of an Acura, which broadsided a Buick early this morning, may be a factor in that crash. A 21-year-old female passenger in the Acura died at the scene. Voters in Arapahoe County are deciding today whether Tracy Baker should keep his job as county clerk and recorder. Baker has been accused of creating a hostile workplace, misusing taxpayer funds, and carrying on an inappropriate relationship with his top assistant. Stop by Albertsons and save big during their buy one, get one free sale going on now. Save on items like 4-pound bags of sweet oranges, buy one, get one free. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 12:39.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk. I'm tired. I'm stressed. I want to be pampered, and I don't want to have to go to some expensive spa to do it.
That whining woman you just heard is Evelinda Ehrman, and I'm Judy Schwartz. We co-host Style Matters Live. In order to shut Evelinda up, I bought her a gift certificate to Salon Mercedes, a full-service salon near the Denver Tech Center, I-25 and Orchard. The staff is so well-trained, experienced, and friendly, they'll even put up with her whining.
Thank you. Oh, goody, goody, goody. Look what I can choose from. A new haircut in color, waxes, microdermabrasion. I like this Take Yourself Away package that gives me a manicure, pedicure, massage, and facial.
You need it, honey. Your roots are showing and your nails are chipped.
Nice of you to notice.
Salon Mercedes, located at I-25 and Orchard. Open Mondays through Fridays, 8 to 7. Saturdays, 8 to 5:30. 303-741-0606. Treat yourself and everyone on your list to a Salon Mercedes gift certificate. 303-741-0606.
Salon Mercedes, so close to you.
KNRC News Time is 1240. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by James Hardy Building. One accident still working, US 85 at 77th. Watch for that. A little bit of delay southbound 225 to I-25 and upcoming northbound I-25 through the Tech Center, but nothing particularly out of the ordinary. Visit McKay Landing in Broomfield for homes carefully crafted with durable, low-maintenance James Hardy siding products by James Company. For more information, call 303-466-6560. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Doug Kellett afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Not the most sunshine today, but with a south wind at 10 to 25 miles an hour, some milder temperatures, topping out around 51 for the high. Generally fair tonight with a low around 25. Partly cloudy 55 tomorrow, and with sunshine on Thursday, we'll top out around 59. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Under partly cloudy skies, it's 47 degrees. KNRC News Time is 1241. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's the biggest breakthrough in getting a good night's sleep. So effective, over 25,000 medical professionals worldwide recommend it to their patients. What is it? It's the Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress, an innovation so advanced, it's guaranteed to provide a better night's sleep. Now, you can get a free sample of the incredible material behind this mattress and a free Better Sleep video. Call 1-800-525-8668. The Tempur-Pedic Swedish mattress contours to every curve of your body. It relieves the pressure points that make you toss and turn. You'll sleep more soundly, wake up more energized. For people with back or neck problems, Tempur-Pedic offers extraordinary relief. For a free sample of the Tempur-Pedic sleep material, call 1-800-525-8668. Call now, and you'll also get Tempur-Pedic's Better Sleep video, absolutely free. So feel for yourself what all the excitement is about. Call Tempur-Pedic now, 1-800-525-8668. That's 1-800-525-8668.
KNRC Market Watch.
After making a push toward positive territory a few hours ago, stocks are now edging back down again. The Dow Jones Industrial Average losing 59, the NASDAQ down 4, the S&P 500 slipping 3. Among the blue chips, Home Depot is tacking on a half dollar today after reporting a 14% jump in sales. But United Technologies and Boeing are losing more ground after the Pentagon canceled the Comanche helicopter program last night. UTX is off $2.50. Boeing is falling more than a half dollar. BioPure is dropping 18%. The drug developer is hitting a 52-week low after its CEO announced his resignation. Maytag is tacking on a quarter after striking a deal with Samsung to make and market washers. And Kinetic Concepts is adding 75 cents. It's making its debut today on Wall Street. John Wardock from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
We're in touch, so you be in touch. Call us with your news tips, traffic info, and when the weather's bad. 303-382-1150. Help out your neighbors by letting us know the situation in your area. We're the only locally owned Denver radio station, and we are concerned about Denver, the mountains, and the Front Range. AM 1150, KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150, KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1244 on the lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. The lines are full. I think there's one open, 303-382-1150, doing as always, Full Frontal Talk Radio. And it has a particular meaning today because George Bush, placing the prestige of the White House in the midst of the controversy over same-sex marriage, said today that he would support a constitutional amendment defining marriage as a union of people of opposite gender. Well, what if you're born a girl? What if you have a sex change? What if you're born a girl and you live your life as a boy? What if you're born a boy and you live your life as a girl? What are you at that point? Why? We just had a caller who said, and I don't think it's correct, that if Massachusetts decides that it's okay to have to be married in Massachusetts, that other states are going to be forced to accept a marriage. I don't think that that's necessarily the case. But supposing it were the case, supposing the marriage of people of the same sex had to be accepted in all 50 states, then what? Is that a bad thing? Are we going to have a referendum here now on whether gay marriage is a good thing or a bad thing? Is it okay to have gay marriage as long as we don't call it gay marriage, as long as we call it civil domestic partners? Would that be okay? In France, they have marriage light. They have a kind of civil union between members of the opposite sex. And if you're ready to make a greater commitment, then you do a real marriage. But they do have marriage in different steps, marriage light. You're looking at an institution in this country where the failure rate is 50%. 303-382-1150, 303-382-1150, broken marriages, not gay nuptials, pose a risk to kids. So how do you feel about the idea of gay marriage, whether you call it civil unions, domestic partners, or marriage? Same thing. How is that going to be a negative for the country, and why is everybody so upset about it? Madeline, calling from Boulder. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi. Well, first of all, I think if such a constitutional amendment should pass, it would really demean our noble constitution, which has usually given, you know, underscored and it is at its best when it increases rights, not when it diminishes a group's rights. We have always been a leader, or so we think, in civil rights in this country. And the idea that just because something isn't done worldwide, that it's always been done a certain way, you know, the Americans, as Americans, we don't pay attention to what it has always been done and what the rest of the world has done. We are frontier people when it comes to civil rights. We create new ideas. And
but I think we're very conflicted about sex. Look at Colorado. Just here I am. I'm still really an outsider. I don't know if you're ever an insider unless you are born and raised here,
right.
But I can see a tremendous preoccupation with sex in Colorado. I can see that around Amendment 2, around gay issues. I can see it in the gay marriage ban where you have two prominent Coloradans, Wayne Allard and Marilyn Musgrave, in favor of it. I can see all these these allegations of rape coming out of Colorado, whether it's Kobe Bryant or whether it's CU, the athletic department, the football team.
Well, you know, Colorado... I mean, I've been here a long time. It didn't used to be this way, but I call it, with the rise of the right wing in Colorado Springs, we've seemed to have, I don't know, that we've swung over that direction.
Well, people are focusing on sex, which is very interesting to me. I think there's a bigger story to be told. Madeline, I thank you very much for the call. There's a great story to be told about sex in this country because of our Puritan origins. We either swing from one extreme to the other extreme. Again, let me point out that this is a culture that uses sex to sell you everything. Think there's almost no category of object that's not where sex isn't used to sell you that object. But can you buy sex legally? Not unless you live in certain counties in Nevada, where it's legal to sell sex. In most places in the United States, it's not legal. Not that it doesn't go on, but it's not legal. Larry in Wheat Ridge. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, hi, Enid. Thanks for taking my call, and I wanted to express thank you for making some excellent points today. And I have something I want to add to your question before the break about the constitutionality and how it affects states. Are you still interested in that area?
Yeah, please. Because if it's legal in Massachusetts, does Colorado have to accept the marriage?
No. If it's legal in Massachusetts only, it does not. What an amendment, a U.S. amendment to the Constitution, allows that states can pass similar laws against marriage between different sex people. And there's be very difficult for anyone to sue the state for that. So that's the upside of, if there is one, of passing an amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which is a horrendous move. And let me tell you why that is, in my opinion, and I've taken a lot of civics, and I'm still interested in civics. You wouldn't be listening to your program today. But what happens in the past, when the United States government has passed an amendment to the Constitution that favors the needs of a minority, for instance, the Dries, back in when Amendment 18 was passed for prohibition, it favored the ideals of a minority. And whenever that's happened in the history of the U.S., for a minority of people, if that's what it is, then it has always gotten shot down.
It's never going to work. You can't impose what the minority wants on the majority. Larry, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Let me ask you this question. If you are a Republican, a gay Republican, a log cabin Republican, will you still vote for Bush? And if the answer to that is yes, in the face of his putting his immense prestige as President, George W. Dickey Bush, in case he has any immense prestige left, or the immense prestige of the presidency to support a ban on gay marriage, what is your reasoning? I'd be very interested to hear what your rationale is. Those of you who are Republicans, and those of you who are in favor of Bush's position, who want to see a ban on gay marriage, a constitutional ban on gay marriage, I'd like to hear from you as well. 303-382-1150. How does it weaken marriage, and how does it, in your view, weaken the society? Marriage has already got a huge failure rate, 50%. You have an even up chance of winning or losing when you decide to walk down the aisle. Michelle, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Michelle.
I am a lesbian. I have a partner. We've been together for over a year now. We're very excited about the changes that are taking place. It interests me, though, and to this day, up until today, nothing really was said. It was kind of hinted around about the religion aspect, Christianity, and I am a Christian. I happen to believe that that I'm a good person, and I want to be married. I want the same, you know, I'd like to have the same rights as a married couple. It interests me now that he's brought the religion aspect into play. Why is it, if marriage is based on that, they allow atheists to marry? That is very interesting to me. It basically says to me, somebody, and quite honestly, I do know, going to school, I know a lot of people that
Michelle, I don't get, tell me your point. I'm not getting your point.
Okay, my point is, he brought religion into play as though marriage is, it's really based upon the Bible, it's based upon...
All right, so
religion.
That if you're an atheist, this...
I am not an atheist.
Okay.
I am not an atheist. I am a Christian. I just happen to be gay. The thing about it to me is that if they allow religion to be part of this, why they allow atheists to marry above, say, for example, Christian
gay.
Oh,
I get. All right, I get it. I get it, Michelle. I thank you. That's a good. That's interesting. Thank you very much. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. How do you respond to what Michelle had to say and her point? You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm David Collins, owner of Scout Productions, the small business behind Queer Eye for the Straight Guy. And I'd like to take a moment to thank both of the networks that gave us our start. Our friends at television, who supported us so well, and of course Open, the small business network from American Express, who gave us a line of credit with no collateral required.
The Open Network gives you the tools to make big things happen. When you have an American Express business card, to apply, call 1-800-605-OPEN.
Application subject to credit review. Terms, conditions, and restrictions apply.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Hi, this is Doug Kellett. Create a little history today and volunteer with the Colorado Historical Society. The Colorado Historical Society is seeking volunteers to work 8 hours a month in the museum store or at the admissions desk. Various shifts and times are available and training is provided. The Colorado History Museum is located in downtown Denver at 13th and Broadway. And for more information, call 303-866-3961 or log on to coloradohistory.org.
Stop by Albertsons and save big during their buy one, get one free sale going on now. Save on items like 4-pound bags of sweet oranges, buy one, get one free. Albertsons, helping make your life easier.
Join our Voice at Work fraternity. It's growing every day.
I listen in the morning when I'm getting ready for work, in the office, the car on the ride home.
If you support live and local radio for the Denver metro market, go to our website at knrcradio.com and click on the Voice at Work logo.
This is going to be the most astounding thing you've ever heard of.
If you listen to KNRC at your place of business, you'll get up to 10 free t-shirts for your employees.
Well, that stuff sounds pretty good.
When you sign up as a member of KNRC's Voice at Work program, our host will mention your business on the air as a local supporter of the station. Your place of business will be added to the Voice at Work portion of the KNRC website. We want all of our listeners to know the local places that support local radio. We'll also send you KNRC t-shirts, bumper static stickers, and commuter coffee mugs.
I mean, that's a great deal.
Go to knrcradio.com and join the Voice at Work fraternity. Another way to say thank you for listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
You guys are great. I love listening.
We have it on all the time.
KNRC. Listen next Thursday and Friday as Doug Kellett broadcasts live from Washington, D.C. each afternoon. He'll have special guests during these special shows. We don't wait for the newsmakers to come to us. We go to them. Hear both sides talk live from D.C. Thursday and Friday, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC.
Lionel, would you join me every weeknight from 9 to midnight here on AM 1150 KNRC? Now back to Enid Goldstein.
12:55 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. I'm going to be off on Thursday and Friday, also in Washington, D.C., for a industry conference that I attend every year. It alternates between Los Angeles, which is where it was last year, and Washington, D.C. this year. And Peter Jennings is going to be talking to us, and Mike Wallace is going to be talking to us. Doug Kellett will be there. He'll be broadcasting live. But I'm not going to be. T.R. Reid is going to be filling in for me because my hours are such that it would really conflict with the conference. But T.R. Reid will be here. He is the head of the bureau chief for the Rocky Mountain region for the Washington Post, and you will be in great hands with him. I'm getting tons of emails on the Hill issue of gay marriage. Let's go to the phones. Trey, calling from Centennial. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Enid, increasingly there's data that says that, you know, your sexual orientation and gender orientation is probably hardwired, and I think, if anything, there's going to be more and more evidence of that. What that would mean, if there's a constitutional amendment, there would be a constitutional amendment against how someone was born into the world, and that's what makes this a civil rights issue. You know,
well, somebody else emailed me and said this is really probably a licensing issue. You license all kinds of people for different things. Greg emailed me that. Trey, I thank you for the call. He says, I'm not an attorney. This might be a stretch, but why would this be any different than any other licensing issues? Entrance to the bar in New York State might be honored by other states, but not all states choose to accept the other states' bar exams. If I passed the bar in North Dakota, I don't think that would be honored in California or New York State. I might be wrong on which states honor each other's bar exams, but I do believe that some do not. I think that's really true. Probably, and maybe... What about medical licenses? Do all states accept if you go to college and you are certified to practice in one state as a, let's say, a dentist? I think you've got to take exams to practice in a different state. I'm not sure about that, but that's one way of looking at it. Then I got this from Mike. Mike says, I end up humoring your show after listening to O'Reilly. I've been listening for months, and all I hear is Dickie Bush this, Bush that, Dickie Bush that. My question is, what do you want in a president? Who do you support in the presidential race? I hear the same thing over and over from lefties, including you. All I hear is complaining and nothing about what we should do. Give more than the opposite answer. Give me details about plans to make America and the world a better place. Okay, let's recognize that people aren't all born the same, and if they want to marry each other, that's okay, and I think it makes for a more stable and better society. Kyle, calling from Aurora. Hi, you're live. And let me start also with telling the truth to Americans. So if we're going to go to war, let's not make up lies. The world will be a better place if you tell the truth to Americans and then let them decide whether going to war would be a good thing or not. So we could start there, Mike. Kyle, you're live with Enid.
Hi. I don't have a whole lot of an emotional stake in this, but I mean, I think there's more to it, and there's just some questions, you know, I'd like to, as an informed person, know. You know, for example, what's the impact on the tax rolls, because you have more people claiming marriage, you know, tax credits. What's the impact, as you mentioned, on divorce rates and having to have more, judges and people to deal with.
Well, right now it's 50%, so it's not very good.
But I mean, so then you would introduce a new populace.
If you're so social services. But wait a minute, Kyle. If you're so interested in costs, what about these tax cuts for the richest Americans? I mean, those you should be screaming about. You should be screaming about the deficits. Whatever you're talking about here probably will have no impact at all, and it's pretty much small change.
Needed. Please, bear with me just for a second.
No, we don't have...
I'm really kind of in the middle of it, on the road on it. But my point is, what about people who work for companies that have pension plans and actuaries of promulgated rates based on ex-married...
We'll take that up in the next hour, Kyle, because we're out of time in this hour, and I thank you for the call. Two more hours of Enid coming up right here on AM 1150 KNRC. You can join the conversation and be heard. I'm Enid Goldstein, and this is...
Both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 1 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 50 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by the Air National Guard. The Aurora Police Department is investigating an early morning fatal accident at Moline and 17th Avenue. The preliminary investigation indicates that Denver police attempted a routine traffic stop of a white Acura near Colfax and Quince, but the suspect vehicle fled the area. The car sped off toward Aurora, while the DPD officer ran the vehicle's license plate and found that it didn't belong to the Acura. Denver police notified APD, which attempted to stop the suspect at 13th Avenue in Moline, but again the suspect fled. The Acura continued northbound on Moline and broadsided a Buick LeSabre that was westbound on 17th Avenue. The 21-year-old female passenger in the Acura died at the scene, while the driver of the Acura and four people in the Buick suffered injuries and were taken to area hospitals. Preliminary investigation indicates that speed and drug usage by the driver of the Acura may be a factor in the crash. Charges are pending for the driver of that Acura. Between now and 7 p.m., Arapaho County voters are deciding whether to recall County Clerk Tracy Baker. Four candidates running for what they hope will be a vacated position are Republican Nancy Doty, Libertarian Travis Nix. Two write-in candidates also want to take Baker's place, Democrat Kathleen Conway and Libertarian Bennett Rutledge. County election spokesman Drew Kramer says voters must decide if Baker should be recalled, and if they do, who should replace him.
At the end of the day, we should know the results of both questions at the same time. If Mr. Baker is recalled, we'll announce that, and then we'll announce which candidate received the most votes to replace him.
Baker is accused of creating a hostile workplace, mismanaging county funds, and carrying on an inappropriate relationship, including using county computers to write steamy love notes to his subordinate, Lisa Sale. Fire investigators now say that there were two smoke detectors in an Englewood house that caught fire last night, but they're not sure if the smoke detectors were working. The fire, which began just before midnight, took the life of 93-year-old Maxine Milligan and sent her 96-year-old husband, Gatewood, to the intensive care unit at Swedish Medical Center for treatment of smoke inhalation and serious burns. Englewood Police Detective Perry Shelfeffer says it wasn't easy for the fire victims to escape from their own home.
It appears as though the front doors to the residence had a double-keyed deadbolt lock that may have inhibited their exit from the residence because the key to the interior deadbolt was not in the lock itself.
Estimates are that the fire caused about $250,000 worth of damage to the home. The federal trial of four former Quest executives has begun in Denver. The four are accused of improperly recording millions of dollars from a 2001 sale to the Arizona School Facilities Board before actually receiving payments in a deal to wire schools to the Internet. The government alleges the four intentionally broke accounting rules so they could put almost $34 million in revenue on the books and try to hide the deal from auditors and regulators. The Denver trial is expected to last about a month. President Bush says he supports a constitutional ban on same-sex marriage. Bush says that protecting the institution of marriage between men and women is of critical national importance. Gay advocates and critics say the president is just trying to divert attention from his poor record in office. Democrats, meanwhile, are blasting Bush over the endorsement of that constitutional ban. Iowa Governor Tom Vilsack says this isn't one of the most important issues in his state.
We have a law in Iowa that defines marriage that I think is significant and suitable. I really don't know why we're going through the exercise of a constitutional amendment when we have laws on the books that seem to reflect the values and attitudes of most of the citizens of my state.
A statement from the Democratic National Committee says the Bush endorsement is a divisive and purely political move to turn attention away from his failed record as president. The Democrat statement argues that it's wrong to write discrimination into the U.S. Constitution and shameful to use attacks against gay and lesbian families as an election strategy. Another tape is warning of more terrorist attacks in the U.S. Aired on Al Jazeera television, the audio tape threatens more attacks and says President Bush is lying about arrests of two-thirds of al-Qaeda members. Meanwhile, according to CIA Director George Tenet, al-Qaeda is weakening, but its anti-American sentiment is spreading to other militant Islamic groups. With an hour to go in today's trading session, stocks were lower, the Dow down 70 points, the NASDAQ down 9, the S&P 500 down almost 4.5. In sports, Colorado Avalanche welcome the Calgary Flames to the Pepsi Center tonight. It's the first time since New Year's Eve that the Avs and Flames have met. No game for the Denver Nuggets tonight. They're home tomorrow night against the L.A. Lakers. Money for college plus job skills from a part-time job? You bet. Fuel your future in the Air National Guard. Call 1-800-2-GO-ANG. That's 1-800-2-T-O-G-O-A-N-G. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 105.
No extra charges for roaming.
Press star. Press the pound key.
When you listen to us online. Wherever you are, so are we. Hear both sides talk at KNRCRadio.com. KNRCRadio.com.
Thank you.
WB2. Wednesday on WB2 News at 9. Is your phone bill hundreds, even thousands more than you expected? More and more people are becoming prey to a new kind of thief.
They said that my long-distance service had been switched to this new company.
The new con, changing your long-distance carrier without your permission.
I've been slammed.
The problem is, it's not illegal, and you're still responsible for the bill. But there is good news. We'll tell you one simple thing you can do to make sure this never happens to you. Wednesday on WB2 News at 9.
This is
WB2 Morning News.
When weather happens in Colorado, turn to WB2 Morning News.
The station with the most local news in the morning.
And weather and traffic on the twos.
Every 10 minutes, get updated weather and road conditions.
Plus, check on your morning commute drive time.
We'll save you time when you need it most.
WB2 Morning News, the place to turn when weather happens.
We'll help you plan your day.
No matter what it's like outside.
WB2 Morning News, weekday mornings from 5:30 to 9, because your time counts.
KNRC News Time is 106. Time to check the roads with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Albertsons. A couple problems around the metro area. The first is eastbound I-70. Stopped at 270. Tow truck was driving on eastbound I-70, dropping crankshafts behind him. Never a good idea, especially on the noon drive. We do have a problem 20th and Blake with an injury accident. People may be trapped in that wreckage there. An accident just popping up. Colorado at Yale. Stop by Albertsons and save big during their buy one, get one free sale going on now. Save on items like 4-pound bags of sweet oranges. Buy one, get one free. Albertsons, helping make your life easier. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Jimmy Lakey in the morning starting at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with a KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Not the most sunshine today, but with a south wind at 10 to 25 miles an hour, some milder temperatures, topping out around 51 for the high. Generally fair tonight with a low around 25. Partly cloudy, 55 tomorrow. And with sunshine on Thursday, we'll top out around 59. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
50 degrees now under partly cloudy skies. KNRC News Time is 107. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 1:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, we think Denver's choice for talk. Now one of the Mile High City's most entertaining talk personalities, the Enid Goldstein Show. Here's Enid.
107, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. Welcome to the Lucky Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. We are discussing gay marriage because the president has put the immense weight of the presidency behind backing a ban, constitutional ban, on gay marriage. I want to hear from you, those of you who support the president and those of you who don't. I'd like to hear from both of you, but particularly those of you who think that gay marriage is a bad idea. The stand of some of the other candidates. John Kerry says that he is against gay marriage, but he's for civil unions, and probably there's not much difference between the two except in the language, so make of that what you will. Ralph Nader, supporting gay marriage, and it sets him apart. Activists say that they're disappointed by both Kerry and Edwards on they're not backing gay marriage. But if you're against the idea, why? I'd like to hear why you think it's a bad idea, especially when straight marriage has a divorce rate of about 50%. And I want to ask the question, are we obsessed by sex not only as a society, because as I pointed out many, many times, and all you had to do was look at the halftime, the Super Bowl, we use sex to sell everything. To the point where I think we're really so inured by sex that everybody now is hopping around on Viagra, like pogo, like on a pogo stick. And but you can't actually buy sex legally, except in a few counties in Nevada. Let's just look at the state of Colorado. You had Amendment 2 that was widely perceived to be anti-gay. You have the sexual assault allegations coming out in two prominent areas right now, the Kobe Bryant issue and CU Athletic Department, the football team. And then you have two prominent Coloradans, Marilyn Musgrave and Wayne Allard, coming forward to support and to make political hay for themselves, to support President Bush in the constitutional ban on gay marriage. What does that say about Colorado? What does that say about us as a society? What about our obsession with sex? I think we don't have it right. We're either sexually anorexic, and I'm thinking about the Puritans who founded this country, or there's sexual excess somewhere to the left or right of Whoopi, and we never get it quite right. We never have any understanding. So right now, sex is pretty much a moneymaker in this country, except you cannot buy it legally. Think about what we use sex to sell you. Viagra, Levitra. Those are just two of the obvious. I think we are so inured by sex that we are now have to, because it's used to sell you everything, that we're now running to these high-performance drugs. 303-382-1150. Those of you who are log cabin Republicans, those of you who are gay Republicans, are you still going to vote for President Bush in the face of all this? You have Andrew Sullivan, who used to be the editor of one of these little intellectual magazines. I forget which one, New Republic maybe. But he says, and he's gay, and he is a Republican. He says, war is declared. The president launched a war today against the civil rights of gay citizens and their families. And just as importantly, he launched a war to defile the most sacred document in the land. Rather than allow the contentious and difficult issue of equal marriage rights to be fought over in the states, rather than let politics and the law take their course, rather than keep the Constitution out of the culture wars, this president wants to drag the very founding document into his reelection campaign. He is proposing to remove civil rights from one group of American citizens and do so in the Constitution itself. The message could not be plainer. These citizens do not fully belong in America. Their relationships must be stigmatized in the very Constitution itself. This is from Andrew Sullivan, formerly editor of the New Republic. He's gay and he's a Republican. What do you think? 303-382-1150. Ben, on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Great show.
Thank you.
First of all, what's going on here is years ago, I'd say from 10 years coming up to last year, conservative people on the right, religious conservatives, tried to keep gay people in the closet. That was their whole deal. Don't let gay people be teachers. Don't let them be out in public life. That has failed miserably. I mean, you see things like the rise of Queer Eye for the Straight Guy and how mainstream that's become. So that part of their campaign has failed. And so now they're saying, before it was that gay people, because we're supposed to be promiscuous and single and not have attachments, are a threat to straight society in the United States.
Oh, I don't understand how they can float that argument since the divorce rate is 50%.
Okay, but forget the divorce rate for a second. That was the argument. And as far as Colorado goes, we were ground zero for that in Colorado Springs. And now what's happened is that argument has failed. So now you have plenty of gays in America, like myself, who've been in committed relationships for years and years, who are saying, okay, now we want to get married. We want to be part of society in that way. We want the same stability and rights that come with marriage that straight people get. Well, now, since the other argument didn't work, now we're somehow threatening the rest of American society, and it's just wrong.
Are you a Republican, Ben?
No. No.
Do you know a lot of gay Republicans?
No.
Because there is a whole group of them called the Log Cabin Republicans. They have a number here in Colorado. We've put out several calls. None of them have returned the calls. If any of you who are consider yourself gay Republicans or Log Cabin Republicans, I really want to hear from you, and I want to know whether you plan to vote for Bush in the face of this.
Well, there's some highly placed individuals who are in state government who are gay and are closeted, and I'd call them Log Cabin Republicans.
We might call them log-headed if they're going to continue to vote for Bush under these circumstances. But, Ben, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. 303-382-1150. Bruce from Boulder. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, a woman called earlier and was saying how we were thought of as sort of leaders in the world on civil rights, but I don't really think that's the case anymore. For instance, I believe gay marriage is legal in Canada, and I think that's maybe something that if there's any callers or any
they will do marriages in Canada.
And I also believe that
certain provinces. I don't think all of Canada.
And I believe that South Africa has sexual orientation listed as non-discrimination for sexual orientation in their constitution, which was recently created there.
Okay. So we used to be a leader. We still think we are a leader.
Yeah, but I think.
But we haven't been a leader in a lot of things in a while.
And also, I think it'd be interesting to look at these other countries where gay marriage is legal and see that, what's really happened there. I mean, is there some big problem going on? It doesn't seem like it. So it seems that we could learn a lot from these other cultures who are more.
Why do you think, Bruce, why do you think people are so frightened by it? It makes them so tense. It makes them so scared. What's it about?
I think people are just afraid of sexuality. It's just a taboo topic, I think, in this country. I agree with you what you were saying. I think in general, I think that that people are afraid to talk about sex. And I also think that people are afraid just to talk about gay people because it scares them. I don't know why. I'm gay, and it was definitely interesting for me. I mean, I was afraid to tell people initially that I was gay.
Have you told people?
Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows you're out of the closet?
Yeah. And
you would ever want to get married?
Oh, I would love to have that option. I think it's ridiculous that my biggest thing is that I think is, why does anyone care, really, if I get married? How is it going to change their lives?
I think sexuality is like a continuum. As I have said many times before, there are a lot of gears now between park and neutral in life nobody used to talk about. You were either a boy or you were a girl. But now there's transgender, there's all kinds of permutations, and people who are heterosexual are really consider themselves heterosexual, sometimes are bi. I think it's just, and sometimes it's situational, sometimes it's genetic. It's hard to know, and why do we care about it? Whatever you decide you are, fine. You just, as long as you're not harming anybody, as long as you're not breaking the laws, as long as, you're a solid citizen, I really don't have a problem with it, and frankly, it's none of my business.
Yeah, I do think, there have been studies that show that people are homophobic. They do this thing where they put a thing around their genitals that measures blood flow, and showed pornography to people, and there is a recent study that shows that the people who were, they take a test about how they feel about gays, and the people who were the most homophobic were
the most aroused, probably.
The most aroused. And I know an example of a gay guy who, before he came out, he was engaged to a woman actually at the time, and he used to go out and pick fights with gay people coming out of gay bars.
Because he sensed that was what he was, and he was fighting against it, probably. Bruce, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Ali calling from Boulder. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, I just wanted to mention that you said you can't buy sex in this country, but
Legally, you can't buy it except for a few counties in Nevada where they have the bunny ranches.
Right, but you can buy porn, and the two biggest distributors of porn, which I just found watching a thing on PBS last weekend, are GM, who owns DirecTV, which is distributed through all the hotels in the United States and elsewhere, and AT&T Broadband, who also does the same thing. They go into hotels and other places, and they give them TVs, give them all this stuff, and then they have pay-per-view $8, $10 porn, and a lot of that is gay porn. So you've got some of the biggest corporations in America making money off gay sex, but when it comes down to it, they're lobbying against the marriage, and I think it's pretty hypocritical.
Well, you're absolutely right. It is hypocritical, and they're probably the biggest sponsors of the status quo. And they're making, and I think that they kind of keep it quiet that they're making so much money. It's probably buried in their annual reports that citizens like GM and AT&T are making so much money off adult entertainment.
Yeah, they didn't have the word pornography in their annual report, and it was the biggest reason why their stock went up last year is because they started making so much money off of it.
Well, Ali, I thank you. Thanks for pointing it out. 303-382-1150. Porn, adult entertainment is bigger than just about all other forms of entertainment combined. Adam in Centennial, how are you live with Enid?
Enid, how are you?
Good, thanks.
I would like to point out that what I think is going on here, this is the last thing that people can stand up on a soapbox or whatever and say, we are better than those people down there. We have all this reality television, like the last caller pointed out, GM, all these huge corporations. Jerry Falwell drives a Suburban. Did you know that? I wonder if he knows that profits that he gave them for his Suburban go toward porn. Anyway, it's like the last thing that people can say, you know, we're better than those people, and this is how we're going to step up on the soapbox and say that we're better is to discriminate against people. What do you think about that?
That's a possibility, but also there's some great fear. It's like, it's inchoate. It's not anything that you can wrap your arms around and define. But there's some kind of gut reaction among a number of people about the whole issue of being gay. I don't know what it is. Those of you who feel those feelings, maybe you can share them with us.
Well, the last caller really hit it on the head. I mean, this is so... drive around Cheeseman Park and look at how many guys are cruising around there with a baby seat in the back of the minivan. I mean, it's just so hypocritical. I'm serious. I mean, people are just, they're closeted.
And when they say, oh, baby, oh, baby, oh, baby, never mind. Exactly. We have the seat. We have the seat for you.
For people to look down on people and try and be better. And I hope that this dialogue that you're having is going to get people to think about it.
I'm going to tell you what I'm really offended by. What I'm most offended by is that George W. Dickey Bush would use this just to get himself elected and in another way divide the country. He has no interest in uniting the country. He said, I'm a uniter, not a divider, and that was his first lie. And the rest have all been lies that emanated. You can't point to a record of any kind of substantial accomplishment that he can claim. So what he's got to do is he's just got to get bare-knuckle tactics, and that's what this is.
It'll be a real good way for him to get, for example, union households who maybe would go for the Democrat, but probably are of the mindset that this is...
This is to divert your attention from no weapons of mass destruction, a miserable failing economy, horrendous consumer expectations, very lowered, plunging consumer expectations or contentment. So I think that's what you've got here. And people are going to go... But what it does do, the upside of it, is that it does spark a dialogue about same-sex relationship and same-sex marriage.
Why are these people who you had on the show earlier, these callers who are like bringing up getting married to a goat and all? And
because they can't make the argument, and that's what their fear is. Adam, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Jerome Davis emails me and says why you can't get the log cabin Republicans to respond to me. He said the log cabin has many closets. Gay Colorado Republicans that may wield any influence dare not reveal themselves. Uh-oh. Tom Messnick calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, and we just finished our rally/press conference dealing with the CU rape scandals down there.
Yeah, I publicized it. So what happened?
Yeah, well, there's probably 400 people in attendance. And,
mm-hmm.
I think all the majors turned out, 4, 7, and 9, and the News and the Post. And
You guys won a student task force, which will absolutely have no effect whatever on cleaning up the athletic department, Tom.
Well, the people who are on the task force now come from the Promise Keepers and Joyce Lawrence with her comments about blaming the women for putting themselves in this position is outlandish. We had a lot of speakers addressing that. We had folks from all three institutions down here, faculty and students, but what was lacking and was interesting was the administrations of all three campuses declined to participate. There's a real chill in the air of people really afraid to speak out on really on any issue. You know, it's kind of the Horowitz effect is kind of what I'm calling it. But we have the heads of the political science department from UCD and Metro State and the women's studies department.
All right, so what's going to happen as a result of this? Anything?
Well, what we were calling for was a defense of diversity training. If you know the Horowitz legislation, the House Joint Resolution 1003 is calling for an elimination of any type of sensitivity or diversity training in higher education. And if anything, Coach Barnett needs the mandatory sensitivity training. You know, in
oh, honey, he can have all the sensitivity training in the world, and I don't think it's going to alter anything with him. I think he's got to go, and I think Dick Tharp has to go as well. Tom, thank you for the report. I appreciate it. I'm glad that everybody rallied to the cause, and you had all this coverage, and including with us here at AM 1150 KNRC, 303-382-1150. Eddie from Englewood, hi, you're live with Enid.
Yes, Enid. I guess I'm taking the opposite tack to most of your callers, but where I beg to differ with you is it's not George Bush that foisted this on or made it a divisive issue. It was three liberal judges in Massachusetts who divined one day after a constitution had been around for a couple hundred years that gays were entitled to marriage. The Democrats and the liberals are the ones that cannot go before the people and make a case and go and say, let's vote for these people and let's make this a law.
Eddie, let me ask you a question. We've got a huge problem with terrorism. We have a huge problem with the economy. We have a lot of problems going on. Why are we even focusing on this issue right now? Why is George W. Bush focused us on this issue right now? Isn't it a diversion?
I just said he's focused on it because three liberal judges divined that we're supposed to.
He doesn't have to focus on it. He can just let it. He doesn't have to propose a constitutional ban on gay marriage. He can
define marriage for the whole country.
No, he can focus on something else. Are you gonna? Why are you so upset about this?
I think it's one more case of defining deviancy downwards. And you talk about incrementalism and how we dare not bring up other forms of combination.
Are you calling homosexuality deviant?
Who would have guessed when abortion started that they would
are you calling homosexuality are you calling homosexuality deviant, Eddie?
I am saying that
are you saying that homosexuals are deviant?
I don't know what causes homosexuality, but I know it does not constitute a marriage.
Well, wait a minute, but you just said we're defining deviancy downward, and so it sounds to me like you're calling anybody who's gay a deviant. Is
no,
that
I'm
how you
if
feel?
If we redefine marriage to include other things other than a man and a woman, that is deviant.
Could you go with a domestic partnership or a civil union?
No, and you gave the example.
And why not? Why not? Why do you not like the idea?
I don't like marriage life. Marriage is a commitment, which should be
Well, honest. This would be a commitment, but why do you have a problem? Tell me, try to be, I would love to hear your reasoning here. Why do you have a problem if two people want to commit themselves to each other, whether it's a domestic partnership, a civil union, or you want to call it marriage? Why does that, is that a problem for you?
Well, I guess I base my belief on a Christian belief that a marriage is a partnership or
let's call it a domestic union. Let's get rid of some of the inflammatory language. Let's call it a domestic union. If a man and a man and a girl and a girl want to get married, or a woman and a woman want to get married, or commit themselves to each other and live together and have the rights of, you know, if someone's in the hospital, they can, you know, so on and so on. Why would you have a problem with that?
There's nothing that would restrict a person from leaving whatever they have to whoever they want to.
No, there's plenty that restricts. If you're
going to a hospital and giving people rights to visit them.
No, there's plenty. There's plenty, Eddie. There's plenty that mitigates against it. If you're sick and you don't have these rights, sometimes they won't even let your partner into the hospital. These are the stories we're getting. But that doesn't answer the question. Why do you have a problem with two people of the same sex committing themselves to each other, whatever you want to call it?
I do have a problem with whatever they want to call it. If they want to commit
don't go to the language. Why do you have a problem with two people of the same sex? What is it that is a turnoff for you? Why is that a problem for you?
Because it's not marriage. It's as simple as that.
All right, let's not call it marriage. Two people who want to be in love and you, because really what you said, and you're not honest here, you're not telling me the truth. You said it inadvertently when you said it defines deviancy downward because in your heart you believe that this is deviant behavior and you don't want to say it publicly. But I think that's what you really feel, Eddie.
Well, can I make a case as far as, okay, let's go down that path a little bit. Let's say a bisexual. Should a bisexual be able to marry a man and a woman?
We're not talking about multiple marriages. We're talking about one. We're not changing the laws about how many people you could marry at a time.
And they want to be committed to each other and all this kind of stuff.
Eddie, that is the dumbest argument in the world. If you can't make the argument and you don't want to be honest about what your real feelings are, call me when you really want to be honest about it, and I'm happy to talk about it with you. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. On AM 1150 KNRC, what we are considering is the subject of gay marriage. This is brought into the forefront by President George W. Dickey Bush today because he wants to support a constitutional ban on gay marriage. Why are we even having the discussion now when we have so many huge problems facing us? Isn't this a political diversion in a political season? Isn't it because George W. Dickey Bush can't point to a record of real solid accomplishment among those accomplishments, something so basic as telling us the truth? I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC. And if you are not in favor of gay marriage, I particularly want to hear from you. Why, if you're not in favor of gays having the same civil rights as straights, why? And if you're a log cabin Republican, that is to say a gay Republican, will you still vote for George W. Dickey Bush under these circumstances? I'm Enid Goldstein.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150 KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
Get up close and personal with the Colorado Symphony Orchestra in the only concert hall in America where the music literally becomes the center of attraction. The CSO is offering KNRC listeners 20% off tickets in the Parquet and Mezzanine 1 sections of Betcher Concert Hall for all Masterworks and Super Pops performances. These seats put you practically in the middle of the orchestra. You can watch the conductor's every move and hear the majesty and force of the music filled before you. Horacio Gutierrez joins the Colorado Symphony Orchestra on February 27th, 28th, and 29th to perform Chopin's Piano Concerto No. 1. Tickets available at All King Supers, Tickets West Outlets, and online at coloradosymphony.org. And to get up close and personal with the CSO, call 303-893-4100. That's 303-893-4100 for your KNRC listener offer. The Colorado Symphony Orchestra, the sound of your life.
The Colorado Association of Nonprofit Organizations recognizes the valuable people who donate their time to our nonprofits. Celebrate Colorado Nonprofit Week by joining CAMPO at their annual luncheon at the Adams Mark Hotel on Friday, March 5th as they honor this year's award winners. Sponsor a table for your organization or purchase individual tickets by going to www.campo.org. Support CAMPO on Friday, March 5th and celebrate the hope that Colorado nonprofits generate throughout the year. You wanted live, local talk on weekends while everyone else is in infomercials or ball games. We've got it for you, Saturdays and Sundays.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Check out our lineup. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC. And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues. On AM 1150, KNRC.
1:31 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live, we're considering gay marriage. There's a lot else going on. You wouldn't know it. But there's a lot else going on. You had Secretary of Education Rod Paige calling the teachers and the teachers union terrorists. These people are so shameless. When you don't have ideas, it's very easy instead to call names or to make preposterous arguments, as we're seeing in this instance of the subject of gay marriage. When you don't have ideas about leading, you focus on partial birth abortion, otherwise known as late-term abortion, or you focus on constitutional bans on gay marriage. It's a diversion. And if the American public is so easily suckered, then I really weep for the American public. But that is what our president, George W. Dickey Bush, seems to be up to. 303-382-1150. If you are a gay Republican, will you still vote for Bush in the next election? If you are anti-gay or anti-gay marriage, I particularly want to hear from you. I want to hear your reasoning, and I want to hear why you feel that way. 303-382-1150. Jennifer in Denver. Hi. You're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you?
Good, Jennifer.
Good. I just have a couple of comments on all of this garbage. I think that a lot of the reason why gay marriage is putting a bad chip on a lot of people's shoulders is that they don't fully understand the importance. I mean, I think a lot of the San Francisco situation is just trying to stir up a little angst. I think, you know, just trying to say, how, well, we'll get married if we want to. I think that the gay couples that really, truly desire marriage don't care about the terminology. I think that it is really important as far as tax breaks, getting into the hospital, they ask for next of kin or spouse, for joint anything, car insurance, life, health, you know, a beneficiary if somebody would die for
all right, so what security. What you're saying is, Jennifer, your point is...
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to say it for me, and I would say yes or no. Okay, yeah. My point is that It is important beyond the whole marriage thing. Marriage isn't discussed anywhere in the Constitution. I definitely agree with you that this is a diversion because there's no other reason. Yeah, I understand that the President of the United States under a situation like this can't just ignore it, but I don't think that it needs to be put this much in depth.
All right.
And his National Guard situation.
It will be the irony of all ironies if one of his twins turns out. Well, never mind. Jennifer, I thank you for the call. 303-382. That opens up one line. 303-382-1150. The lines are full. Is it Cassius? Hi, Cassius. You're live with Enid on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, Enid. How are you today?
Good, thank you.
Oh, good. This is quite an interesting can of worms that's been stirred up this morning, but one of the things that that sexuality it's a tremendous force and it's a convenient flashpoint in times like these, but it seems like it's based in a certain amount of control. Males, I think the issue is brought to the forefront by males. And if you look at it from a heterosexual point of view, being able to control and harness that sexuality to do away with the fears that males experience because they can't control that element, that powerful force. So much of this.
All right. If men can't feel, if they're fearful and they feel like they can't control their own sexuality, then how does somebody who's gay threaten a heterosexual male?
Well, no, it's rooted in the heterosexual relationships. That's where it's rooted. Goes back into slavery, the fear of the black male and the relationship.
Yeah, but all right. Let's talk about a heterosexual male. Why is he threatened by a homosexual male?
Why?
Yeah. Why? Because I think that's at the fundament here of.
Well, it's a control issue. It's got to be a control issue. Sexuality is a powerful force.
Is it that they're not secure? And let me ask this question. And I thank you for the call. Is it that they're not secure with their own sexuality? So anybody who is different in that respect suddenly makes them feel insecure. Is that a fair assessment? Is what is rooted here? I just got an email from Sean. Sean says, I think Eddie's argument that he's a Christian is a reason why he won't accept gays being married does not hold water. Why do we in every other place, schools, where, say, separation of church and state? And Eddie wants to impose a law on marriage based on his religion. He can't have it both ways. Gays are becoming more and more accepted in our culture everywhere you turn. You have a television show, Will and Grace, that has won awards. It is racism at its worst, and while I don't agree with what they practice, there is no argument I can convince myself of that will allow me to say that they cannot marry, and that is Sean emailing me. Steve in Colorado Springs, how you're live with Enid.
Hi, is this Steve?
Yeah, Steve, welcome.
Hi. Sorry, it kind of buzzed for a second. Hey, to be honest with you, I don't live here in Colorado Springs, and I've never heard your show, but it's sure getting my air out today.
Well, where do you live usually?
Down in Dallas, Texas.
So you're here on business?
Yes, I am.
Okay.
So I've enjoyed a lot of the topics.
Do you listen to KLIF radio in Dallas?
No, I don't. It's,
oh. Well, you should. I've often been on that radio station. But tell me why your hair is standing up in dismay.
Well, it's interesting because I've heard a lot of the other, talk shows, the conservative talk shows. And so it's kind of fun listening to the other side for a change and hearing, all the time that, Clinton was no good. Every little angle that they could find, they would exploit that he did wrong. And now, I see you're doing the same thing with Bush. And it's kind of interesting how they're so, diapose. And it's kind of, entertaining to listen to the difference.
But tell me why you're upset. We don't have much time here. So tell me what it is about the whole issue of gay marriage that has you going.
Well, I think a lot of people are confusing a lot of this issue and trying to expand it out into homophobia and to try to expand it into, how men interact with men and all this sort of stuff. I think there's a group out there, and I believe there's a lot of several different groups. There's a group out there that would like to just keep the definition as men and women, and they're not opposed, on the other hand, to gay people having a union or having something else, just not called marriage. They can have the same rights. They can do whatever. I think there's also groups out there that more in the Christian sect that are just they
But
feel
why
like
are
the,
you upset? Tell me why you specifically are upset.
But because I don't think people get onto the point and the topic of what the whole gay marriage issue. I think it's just being kind of expanded out to include a lot of people's agenda instead of just gay marriage as itself.
Okay, Steve, I thank you for the call. Thanks for coming to Colorado and for calling the show. I still don't understand a word that he had to say. 303-382-1150. Make your point so a dope like me can really understand it, because I think people are dancing around. These issues are very emotionally laden for a lot of people, so we're getting a lot of dancing around, and in a public way, people don't want to reveal themselves, and so it just sounds like a lot of, it's just feckless. So tell me exactly why this is an issue for you. What is it about it that gets the hair, that gets you calling somebody when you're here on business from Dallas? Why would you call me? What is it that got him going? I still was not clear, and we need to take a news break now, but tell me exactly. And if you're anti-gay unions, gay marriage, civil union, domestic partnership, whatever you want to call it, I particularly want to hear from you. If you're a log cabin Republican, will you be able to vote and support President Bush in this next election, given his stance on gay marriage? 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You are listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC. 1:39, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hey, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 49 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by James Hardy Building. Tracy Baker should know by tonight whether he still has a job as Arapahoe County Clerk and Recorder. An election to recall Baker is underway today until 7 this evening, with voters being asked to decide whether Baker should be recalled, and if so, who should replace him. Four Quest executives are on trial in federal court, with the government saying the four improperly recorded millions of dollars before actually receiving payments in a deal to wire schools to the internet in Arizona. The Denver federal court trial is expected to last about a month. A 21-year-old woman lost her life early this morning in an accident in Aurora. The woman was a passenger in an Acura, which broadsided a Buick at Moline and 17th Avenue. Four people in the Buick were injured in the crash, and the driver of the Acura is being held at the Aurora Municipal Detention Center. Visit Riverdale Park in Thornton for homes carefully crafted with durable, low-maintenance James Hardy siding products by D.R. Horton's Continental Series. For more information, call 720-929-1012. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 1:40.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150, KNRC.
Belcaro Paint and Decorating hopes you'll forgive us for bragging a little. We've won an award. And because the environment is really important to us, we're pretty proud of it. Belcaro, a Benjamin Moore dealer, was recently named a recipient of the Environmental Achievement Award by the state of Colorado. What's our achievement? It's the Wet Paint Color Swatch program, which Belcaro pioneered nationally. As you know, choosing the right paint color is usually by trial and error. In the past, consumers had to buy an entire quart to get a sample. Wrong colors often get tossed out and eventually make their way into the environment. But Belcaro offers 1.5 ounce paint swatches, enough to cover 4 square feet, and more than enough to make the right decision. They're inexpensive and come in more than 6,000 colors, including our entire Benjamin Moore line. Wet paint color swatches. Good for you, good for the environment. From Belcaro Paint and Decorating, a Benjamin Moore quality paint dealer. 5475 Leedsdale Drive, just one block west of Holly. Online at belcaro.com.
KNRC News Time is 1:42. Time to go to Darren Copeland now in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report is brought to you by Bank One, home of maximum strength checking. Trying to clear up a couple problems. 20th and Blake, they had a bit of a problem due to an overturned, rolled-over vehicle. Watch for that. Should be just about out of the way. Eastbound I-70 at 270, they had some crankshafts being dropped in the road. Those should be up and out of the way as well, so things getting back to normal. Stop by Bank One to get maximum strength checking, the most powerful form of checking known to money. Now with free customized email alerts that can save you money. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Michael Reagan beginning at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. It is going to be a little on the breezy side as we go through the afternoon and into this evening, but with it being a south wind, it's mild air, partly sunny with a high of 51. Mainly clear tonight, a low around 25. Sunnier tomorrow with a high of 55. And mostly sunny and up around 59 on Thursday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 49 degrees. KNRC News Time is 1:43. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, Mary, what you doing?
I'm declaring my independence. I'm switching my internet access to ProLink.
I didn't know you played golf. Where do you play?
Golf? Are you kidding? I couldn't tell a golf ball from a disco ball.
Well, didn't you say ProLinks?
Yeah, but ProLinks isn't about golf. It's about DSL, dial-up, and all that, you know, internet access.
I've never heard of ProLinks.
They're an ISP. They offer the same high-quality internet access as the big guys, but without the poor service and annoying Super Bowl ads.
Is their connection fast?
Sure. Their DSL taps directly into large networks, just like the big guys, and they're giving me 2 free months of internet access.
Well, that settles it. I'm switching to ProLinks. How do I get connected?
Call them at 303-972-3218, and they'll get you squared away. That number again is 303-972-3218. Mention this ad and get your first 2 months of high-speed internet access for free. That number again is 303-972-3218. You'll be glad you did.
DSL cross-connector installation fees are not included. Not available in all areas.
KNRC Market Watch.
Stock markets are still stuck in the red. Dow Industrials down 57 points. NASDAQ off 4. The S&P 500 is losing 3 points. Dow trading at the mercy of Walt Disney, down about 75 cents, despite a call from Merrill Lynch analyst Jessica Reeve Cohen suggesting that Comcast could likely up its bid for Disney in light of Comcast's recent stock losses. United Technologies, though, the biggest loser on the Dow for a second day running, even after the company said the Pentagon's decision to kill the Comanche helicopter program would not hurt full-year earnings. Standard & Poor's says it's not changing its rating for United Tech, but the stock's still down almost $3. Pentagon getting serious about its probe into Halliburton, announcing its plan to open a criminal investigation into whether a Halliburton subsidiary overcharged for fuel in Iraq. And this is apparently news to Halliburton. Company tells Reuters it has not been notified of any development in the Pentagon's review. Halliburton stock is down about a dime. I'm Joe Matthew in the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
Should you buy or sell those stocks on Monday? Find out Sunday afternoons at noon with Ron Asana of CNBC, the name in business, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. You're listening to the Enid Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:45 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. We're discussing gay marriage. A couple of things. First of all, I'm getting a ton of emails from, and the lines, there is one line open, 303-382-1150. And here is, it says, I would love to hear you say, hi, Bill Sutherland in Dallas, my number one fan. So I'm saying it. Hi, Bill Sutherland in Dallas, my number one fan. He says, I love your show. I'm in Dallas right now listening on the internet. There are more people here listening to you than you think. I've heard about you on KLIF, and that's how I learned about you, thanks to you. Signed, Bill Sutherland. So thank you, Bill Sutherland. This also came in from Travis. Travis said this was part of Bill Maher's dialogue on his pre-Valentine's Day show. And here it is. But from Bill, this is Bill Maher talking. Remember him from Politically Incorrect? You can't claim you're the party of smaller government and then make laws about love. On this occasion of this Valentine's Day, let's stop and ask ourselves, what business is it of the state how consenting adults choose to pair off, share expenses, and eventually stop having sex with each other? And why does the Bush administration want a constitutional amendment about weddings? Hey, why stop at weddings? Birthdays are important. Let's put them in that great document. Let's make a law that gay people can have birthdays, but straight people get more cake, you know, to send the right message to kids. Republicans are always saying we should privatize things like schools, prisons, Social Security. Hey, how about we privatize privacy? Because if the government forbids gay men from tying the knot, what is their alternative? They can't all marry Liza Minnelli. You know, Republicans used to be the party that opposed social engineering, but now they push programs to outlaw marriage for some people and encourage it for others. If you're straight, there's $1.5 billion in the budget to promote marriage. But gay marriage is opposed because it threatens or mocks or does something to the, quote, sanctity of marriage, as if anything can you can do in Vegas, drunk off your ass in front of an Elvis impersonator, could ever be considered sacred. Half the people who pledge eternal love are doing it because one of them is either knocked up, rich, or desperate. But in George Bush's mind, marriage is only a beautiful lifetime bond of love and sharing. Kind of like what his dad has with the Saudis. Please, I kid. All right, but at least the right wing aren't hypocrites on this issue. They really believe that homosexuality is an abomination and a dysfunction that's curable. They believe that if a gay man just devotes his life to Jesus, he'll stop being gay because that theory worked out so well with the Catholic priests. But I have to tell you, the greater shame in this story goes to the Democrats because they don't believe homosexuality is an abomination. And therefore, their refusal to endorse gay marriage is hypocrisy. Their position doesn't come from the Bible. It's ripped right from the latest poll, which says most Americans are against gay marriage. Well, you know what? Bill Maher continues. Sometimes most Americans are just wrong. And where is a Democrat who will stand up and go beyond the half measures of civil union and hate the sin but love the sinner and say loud and clear, there is no sin. It's not an abomination. And no one can control how Cupid aims his arrows. And the ones who pretend they can usually turn out to be the biggest freaks. The law in this country should reflect that some people are just born 100% outrageously, fabulously, undeniably Fire Island gay, and they do not need reprogramming. They need a man with a slow hand. Bill Maher, ho-ho, 303-382-1150. Bob in Lakewood, how are you live with Enid?
Hi, Enid. I'm a first-time caller.
Oh, we got something for you.
I'm a gay man and I'm a Republican, and I'm against this. I'm against gay marriage, and I'm going to probably be supporting the constitutional amendment.
Now, wait a minute. Explain this to me, because I don't get it. You're a gay man, and you are against gay marriage. Why?
I just think it's marriage. I believe marriage is between a man and a woman. I'm a very traditionalist type person, and I think.
What about domestic partnership, civil union?
I'm in favor of that.
Okay. So really, the only thing you're not in favor of is using the word marriage.
Right.
But it's the same thing, right?
Not exactly, but if you want to say it is the same thing, I guess you can. But
How is it different?
Well, I think I believe in domestic partnerships that you have the rights, you know, to visit in the hospital and that sort of thing, and you know, and you're willing your stuff to your partner. I think that's all right. And
do you feel that George W. Bush is putting down gays with this constitutional ban on gay marriage?
No, I don't. I think that it's...
You don't think he's fanning any of the anger and hatred toward gays?
I think this issue is being driven by the left. I think it's the Massachusetts Supreme Court, and the mayor of San Francisco has pushed the issue to the fore.
But wait a minute. You don't think it's a way for George W. Dickey Bush to consolidate his base? Because the polls are telling him that that's a hot issue?
Well, it's probably a hot issue with the right, but he's going to get the right anyways. But... I think that the issue has been driven by the left, and it's come to the point now where you have to decide one way or the other, and it's been driven by the left.
So, Bob, let me get it straight. You are a gay man. You are a Republican. You're going to vote for Bush.
Yeah.
And you are anti-gay marriage, although you are pro-domestic partnership.
Right, and if you think the divorce rate is going to go down with gay men getting married, you're sadly mistaken. Now, with lesbians, it's a different story. The divorce rate will go down. But with gay men, men are by nature promiscuous, I think, and you get two together.
Yeah, but there are a lot of stories of gay men who've been together for 50 years. I've seen a lot of that.
Yeah, and they're hardly monogamous. Uh-huh. You will hardly find a gay male relationship that is monogamous.
Is that true? Is that true of you?
Well, I guess I'm getting too old and too fat there. I guess I'm not even in the ball game anymore, but...
So to speak.
Huh?
Yeah. So
I find you kind of attractive sometimes when I listen to you.
And you haven't even been reprogrammed, Bob.
No, I haven't.
Well, I thank you for the call and thanks
for listening. Bye-bye.
Bye. 303-382-1150. Jeff in Denver, how are you live with Enid? Hi, Jeff.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Hey, as usual, your hypocrisy is glaring.
Yeah.
Why have you not demanded that these Democratic presidential candidates come out in favor of gay marriage?
Because
or at least take a stand.
They have. Nader has taken a stand in favor of it.
Kerry is not a Democratic candidate.
Kerry has taken a stand against gay marriage, but in favor of civil unions. But we're not talking.
Why is your criticism not pointed towards John Kerry, and why is he not held accountable for that?
Well, let's talk about gay marriage. Are you in favor of it or not?
I'm not. It's really not a big issue to me, but I'm definitely not. I don't see it as a right. You know, like one of
why
your
why do you men. do you have a problem with gay domestic partnerships or civil
Absolutely
unions?
Not. No, I do not.
You only have a problem when they call it marriage, even if it's
sure.
the same actual, if the same identical thing.
Sure.
Okay. And why?
I think words mean something in this country, and they should. You know, I mean, titles and words mean something. I'm not a senator.
Why should there be a constitutional?
Why should I call myself a senator?
Why should there be a constitutional ban? Let the states decide or people decide what they want to do. If the Republicans are the party of smaller government, what do they care about your love life?
Well, I don't think they do. I think this is a preventative measure. I think it should be up to the gay activists and the people who want to make gay marriage legal for them to go through the legal system and for them to get a constitutional amendment saying that gay marriage is legal.
Well, why do we have to have a constitutional amendment one way or the other? What's the deal? The states can decide.
As a man and a woman.
Yeah,
why,
but the states. It's not in the Constitution, Jeff. The states can decide it one way or the other. Massachusetts can decide for Massachusetts. If Texas or Colorado want to accept it, fine. And if they don't, that's fine too. I think the hypocrisy here is the party of smaller government trying to impose its views on your love life. And for those of you on the slippery slope argument, well, if we let gays marry, you could be marrying your dog, your cat, and you could have 4 or 5 wives or 50 husbands. Joe thinks that if my producer, Joe Anderson, he says his libertarian streak is coming out. If 3 people want to get married to each other, he didn't have a problem with that. As long as they're not like 12 years old or 13 years old, which is happening in parts of Utah, apparently. A consenting adults, he says. Do you have prohibition? We made alcohol illegal, but we didn't, and then we legalized alcohol, but we didn't legalize other drugs. So the slippery slope argument isn't a very good argument. I'm Enid Goldstein, 303-382-1150. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
This is Rocky Mosell of the International Star Registry. For over 20 years, One Gift has become the most unforgettable gift ever received, naming a star after someone. For $48 and a call to 800-282-3333, the Star Registry will send a full-color parchment certificate, sky charts to locate the star, and a fascinating booklet on astronomy. The star name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Call the Star Registry now at 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com for the gift that is remembered forever.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
The Denver Lyric Opera Guild is celebrating its 20th year, and you're invited to attend the annual finals competition judged by prominent leaders in the opera world. The Denver Lyric Opera Guild has awarded over $500,000 in scholarships to aspiring young Colorado singers. The final competition is free and open to the public on March 20th, 7 p.m. at Hamilton Hall in the University of Denver Newman Center. Join the Denver Lyric Opera Guild and hear some of the finest young singers in Colorado.
At John Elway Showrooms, you get a certified used vehicle with a 99-day warranty and a money-back guarantee. There are no worries at all when you get a John Elway certified used vehicle. Honest.
We call it Drive Talkin'. Go to our website at knrcradio.com and look for details on how you can get a free KNRC travel coffee mug. That'll help on those morning commutes, and it may stop those stupid hot coffee spill lawsuits. There are few things that are free these days, but you'll find them at knrcradio.com. Go there, sign up, and the Drive Talkin' coffee mug will be yours. You can even get unlimited coffee refills in your fabulous new KNRC coffee mug at Sugar Beet Cafe. It's just another way for us to say thank you for making AM 1150 KNRC your number one choice for news and talk in Denver. AM 1150 KNRC. He's heading into enemy territory, the nation's capital. Listen live this Thursday and Friday as Doug Kellett hosts his show in the U.S. Senate building next to the Capitol building in downtown Washington, D.C. Now, a Denver radio station that goes to where the newsmakers are. Hear both sides talk Thursday and Friday live from D.C. with Doug on AM 1150 KNRC. Goldstein Show on AM 1150 KNRC. Here again, Enid Goldstein.
1:57 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. Why would the capital of this country be considered enemy territory by Doug Kellett? I'm just going to have to ask him that question. It's the capital of our great nation. 303-382-1150. Bob in Fort Collins. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Good.
I have a question of you. I don't understand why you will not allow the argument ever to be taken from a marriage being defined between two people to it being defined between more than two people.
What the laws are two people in this country. I mean, my producer, I'm being puckish here, he says it's his libertarian and probably his lapsed Mormon background, but he says, you know, if the consenting adults, like three or four, want to get together, he doesn't have a problem. But that isn't what I'm talking about. What I'm talking about is one person to one person, because that's really what the law and the culture are.
Well, the law and the culture is a man and a woman right now, and they're trying to change that.
Well, yeah, so? But tell me.
So why can't it be changed to be more than one person?
What you're trying to impose is the slippery slope argument. And just because changing it to include a man to a man and a woman to a woman doesn't necessarily mean that there's going to be a slippery slope. And it doesn't mean that we're going to be marrying goats and pigs to each other, because they can't consent, for one thing.
Well,
but tell me what your point is. Are you against gay marriage?
I'm against gay marriage, yes.
What about civil unions, domestic partnerships?
Not against it.
Not against it. Okay. So no. You, it's the word that bothers you.
Well, I think it's not just the word. I think you have words for a reason. And I think you make the word an undefinable issue if you just can define it however you want. There is a definition for
Yeah, but all right, we're going to look in the dictionary. All right, Bob, we're out of time in this hour. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. One more hour of Enid Live coming up. Leave it right here on AM 1150 KNRC. You can weigh in on this debate, and it is a vibrant debate. 303-382-1150.
KNRC 1150. Hear both sides talk. AM 1150 KNRC. Inglewood, Denver. Enid Goldstein continues straight ahead. It's 2 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 49 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Subway. A man is being held at the Aurora Municipal Detention Center in connection with an auto crash that killed his female passenger. According to Aurora police spokeswoman Kathleen Walsh, an Acura driven by 27-year-old Michael Barone sped away from first Denver police and then Aurora cops on Moline.
The suspect vehicle continued northbound on Moline when it broadsided a blue Buick LeSabre that was traveling westbound on 17th Avenue. All of the parties involved in the accident suffered injuries. The 21-year-old female passenger in the suspect vehicle succumbed to her injuries and perished at the scene.
Injuries to the four people in the broadsided car, says Walsh, do not appear to be life-threatening. Barone, already wanted on two metro area felony warrants, may face charges of vehicular homicide, reckless driving, and running a stop sign. By tonight, Tracy Baker should know whether he'll keep his job as Arapahoe County Clerk and Recorder. The election to recall Baker is going on until 7 tonight, with voters being asked to decide whether Baker should be removed from office, and if so, who should replace him. There are four candidates vying for the position if Baker is recalled. Arapahoe County election spokesman Drew Kramer comments on whether the results of the replacement candidate vote will be announced if Baker isn't recalled.
If Mr. Baker is not recalled, then the question of a replacement candidate is moot. We don't give out any numbers on that. We don't announce who would have won if Mr. Baker had been recalled. So if Mr. Baker is not recalled, then that's the only result we're going to announce tonight.
Baker has been under fire for creating a hostile workplace, misusing taxpayer funds, and carrying on an inappropriate relationship with his top assistant, Lisa Sale, including using county computers to send her steamy emails. A house fire in Englewood claimed the life of an elderly woman and has left her husband in intensive care. Police Detective Perry Shelfeffer says neighbors called firefighters just before midnight last night when they saw smoke and flames from the house on South Fox Street.
When fire and rescue units arrived on scene, they made entry into the residence and found two people inside. They were both unconscious. They brought those people out.
The woman was identified as 93-year-old Maxine Milligan. Her husband, 96-year-old Gatewood, was rushed to Swedish Medical Center for treatment of smoke inhalation and serious burns. Damage to the home estimated at just under $250,000, although the cause of the blaze is under investigation. Firefighters say while the home had two smoke detectors, it isn't determined if they were operational. They also say that access out of the house was made more difficult because of double-keyed deadbolt locks. Supporters and opponents of same-sex marriage have something new to argue about. President Bush is asking Congress to approve a constitutional amendment that would ban same-sex marriage. Those across the country are weighing in on the issue, like Ron Cruz of the Massachusetts Family Institute.
Activist judges across this country, here in Massachusetts and more recently in California, have been taking law out of the people's hands, out of the hands of legislators, and that the only way to return this to the democratic process is through a constitutional amendment.
Meanwhile, Democratic State Senator Stanley Rosenberg of Amherst, Massachusetts, says the controversy is taking attention away from the real issues.
Education, joblessness, growing poverty, growing deficits in the federal government, lack of health insurance, those are the things we should be debating in the middle of this presidential election.
Bush acted in part because the Massachusetts Supreme Judicial Court ruled that lesbian and gay couples can legally marry come May. Bush has also said that he's troubled by recent events in San Francisco, where city officials this month have granted thousands of marriage licenses to same-sex couples. Conspiracy charges have been filed against two men at the U.S. naval base in Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. The Defense Department says the Yemeni and Sudanese men face one count each of conspiracy to commit war crimes. A Pentagon spokesman says U.S. officials will not seek the death penalty if either man is convicted. U.S. officials are trying to negotiate a deal between Haitian rebels and the island nation's embattled president. Furious with what they call fixed election results, rebels say the Haitian president must resign. Meanwhile, 50 U.S. Marines are doing security duty outside the American embassy in Haiti's capital. Stocks were down just before the close of today's session. The Dow down 44 points, the Nasdaq down 2, and the S&P 500 down 3 points. In sports, the Colorado Avalanche take on the Calgary Flames tonight at the Pepsi Center. Avs topped the Flames when they last met on New Year's Eve. On Sunday, the Avs beat the Minnesota Wild 3-1. Denver Nuggets have a night off before they play host to the L.A. Lakers tomorrow night. Nuggets lost to the Grizzlies in Memphis last night. Counting carbs? Try Subway's new salads like the grilled chicken and baby spinach. All are made fresh before your eyes with your choice of regular or carb-controlled dressings. Also, try Subway's new carb-controlled wraps. Eat fresh. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:05.
Now, the next generation of talk radio.
Talk with us.
Blah, 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 blah.
Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Great style? You can buy it, just like we do. And this extends to our homes. Element, Denver's newest furniture store for urban home furnishings, accessories, and artwork, meets all our style needs and will meet yours, too.
Element has multifunctional furniture to maximize your space in a condo, apartment, loft, or smaller home. The clean lines of Element's furniture for today's urban lifestyle will work with what you already own.
You'll love their eclectic mix of styles, all presented in a way you can envision in your own home.
Prices are affordable, with lamps as low as $100 and sofas starting at about $1,000. Interior design services are available.
Element is open Monday through Friday, 11 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 7, and Sunday, 1 to 5. Element is located at 77 West 9th Avenue, a half a block west of Broadway in the Golden Triangle. 303-825-3770.
Element. Your lifestyle, your home, your element.
KNRC News Time is 2:06. Time to go to Darren Copeland now in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report brought to you by James Hardy Building, and really looking pretty good around the metro area right now. We did get everything out of the way. You will see some slowing southbound 225, approaching I-25 and up through the tech center. But other than that, just looking quite good. Visit Pradera and Parker for homes carefully crafted with durable, low-maintenance James Hardy siding products by D.R. Horton's Continental Series. For more information, call 303-840-5981. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear the Radio Factor with Bill O'Reilly weekday mornings at 10 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. Milder air will be working in over the next couple of days as we keep a nice south breeze. Might be a little on the stiff side this afternoon at 10 to 25 miles an hour. Partly sunny with a high of 51. Fair skies tonight with a low around 25. More sunshine tomorrow, highs in the mid-50s. Mostly sunny and 59 for the high on Thursday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
Under partly cloudy skies, it's 49 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:07. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 2:35 or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
From AM 1150 KNRC, we think Denver's choice for talk. Now one of the Mile High City's most entertaining talk personalities, the Enid Goldstein Show. Here's Enid.
2:07, 7 minutes after 2 o'clock. Welcome to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock. The subject is gay marriage, occasioned by the fact that President George W. Dickey Bush has announced today that he is supporting a constitutional ban on gay marriage. I have been advertising for a while now for a log cabin Republican to call. We've called, and we haven't had our call returned, but we do have one on the line with us, and that's Bob Rosenberg, who is a log cabin Republican. That means a gay Republican. Bob, thanks so much for joining us.
You're welcome, Enid.
Tell me, what is the position of log cabin Republicans on the ban of gay marriage that the administration is supporting?
There's really nothing posted on their log site yet or on their website. But if you look at the New York Times or the Washington Post websites, Patrick Guerrero, who is the national director of the organization, has just come down and said that it's something that we'll fight against with everything we've got, and that not only is it mean-spirited, but also that it's very non-Republican or un-Republican.
In the sense that?
To amend the Constitution to promote a social change that, well, period, to promote a social change, and we've never done it. Well, I guess prohibition would be considered that, but then, of course, we went back and took that off the books again.
Well, you have Bill Maher said, here's the Republican Party. This is a party that doesn't want, that shouldn't be looking into your love life.
Absolutely.
This is the party of smaller government.
Yeah, that's all very true. You're not going to get an argument out of me on either of those statements.
Well, then let me ask you, Bob. Could you vote for President Bush again, given his stand on gay marriage, the fact that he wants to propose a constitutional ban? Many of these things are anti-Republican and mean-spirited.
Right. That depends on how the situation is finessed between now and then. If he comes out, because we are parsing words, I think, and as we've been doing in politics for the past few years at least, if he comes out and says that he could conceivably or would support civil unions, which I pretty much personally see as the same thing as marriage, then that's a whole different story.
But don't you think that he is demonizing a whole class of people because he knows it plays well with his base?
Yes.
Isn't that troubling to you?
Well, of course it is. Of course it is. I can't defend him on that position at all. It is completely mean-spirited. It's the first word or the first phrase that comes to my mind when I think about this. And he is playing to his base. The only thing that I can say in his defense is that, and I thought this a couple of weeks ago before he even decided, although it looked like he was going to go in this direction to support Marilyn Musgrave's amendment, that it could be construed as being brilliant politically, because this is something that may not, and I think will not, ever pass.
Yeah, but he doesn't, it probably won't pass, but he's
right.
Happy to sell you down the river, and he's happy to demonize a whole group of people of which you are a member,
right?
And you're going to have to deal with the fallout of that.
Yeah, and the only thing I can say is that we will deal with that, and that.
But you don't think that's morally corrupt?
Well, I think politics sometimes is morally corrupt. So, like I said, I absolutely can't defend him on his decision to press forward on this, even though I do see it as being purely political, and something that I hope and I do not believe will ever pass. But he is playing. It is just a political.
And you might
game.
Still vote for him.
It's conceivable. Like I said, it depends on how.
Could you see yourself voting for a candidate like Kerry?
Not necessarily, although I don't know enough about John Kerry to say yes or no. So that's something.
I hate to say this to you, Bob, but I think you're rationalizing two strong affinity groups that you are a member of. You're a member of the Republican Party.
Right.
And you're gay.
Right.
And here's somebody that you have looked up to as a leader, presumably.
Right.
And here he is demonizing you, and you've got to figure out a way to walk the plank
here.
Yeah,
I know.
Without sacrificing who you really are. Sure. But if I were you, I would think twice about supporting somebody who's trying to demonize you and the whole class of people. There was that line, and people said it after the Holocaust, that they came for the Catholics, right. And I wasn't Catholic, so I didn't stick up for them. They came for the Jews, and I wasn't Jewish, and I didn't stick up for them. They came for the gypsies, and I wasn't a gypsy. I didn't stick up for them. And then they came for me, and there was no one left to stick up for me.
I understand all that. Like I say, I see it as being a... although it is an issue that's very close to my heart, obviously, and I do have to think about, I haven't said, or there hasn't been really enough time for me to think about if this situation doesn't change between now and November, whether or not I would cast my vote for him or whether I would cast it for somebody else. And you're right, it is a fine line that we have to walk.
That's right.
Because it is, when you strike out on an issue like this, and you support a party or you support a leader for reasons other than something that is so completely a part of who you are, then obviously there's pause to really reflect on what issues are vital to you.
Well, and he's been caught. I really think this is a diversion. He's got a terrible record. He's been caught lying to us on very important issues, including weapons of mass destruction. And I think this is a way to get the conversation into something that will get everybody's hackles up.
Actually, I don't. I would disagree with you on that. I mean, I think I don't think this issue is a diversion at all, because to tell you the truth, I'm not sure that there are that many people that are wound up in it.
Oh, the New York Times has reported that it will galvanize his conservative base like no other issue.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
And he's on the ropes now. His approval ratings have not been good recently.
Yeah, but that,
so
you know,
I think this is very much a diversion.
Yeah, you're in the middle of, as other callers have, and I listened to your program, and as other callers in the past few days have said, you know, we're in the middle of the democratic process of them choosing their candidate. So it's not really surprising that he would be falling in the polls. And, well, and I don't deny that there have been...
If I were you, I wouldn't be cutting slack in his benefit. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't be giving him the benefit of the doubt, but that's me.
Yeah.
And you're coming from a very different mindset, but I'm delighted that you listen, and thank you so much for calling and illuminating the issue from the eyes of a log cabin Republican.
Not at all.
So it does shake your faith a little bit, doesn't it?
Well, of course it does. Of course.
Bob, thank you so much for calling. I hope you'll call us again.
No, you bet.
All right. Bye-bye. I'm Ina Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC 303-382-1150. What do you make of that? And this just in. First of all, gay marriage has existed in Denmark since they legalized de facto gay marriage in 1989. And then similar changes were made to Norwegian law in 1993. Swedish law was changed in 1994. And it turns out that in the beginning, in Denmark, all the clergy were against the idea of gay marriage. They didn't like it. And now it's become very popular. The statistics showing the popularity of gay marriage have revealed that people who were not in favor of it previously are very much in favor of it now that it has been in play for a while. So just to give you a country where there has been a track record, 303-382-1150. Dave, calling from Sedalia. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Just for Dave?
Yeah, welcome.
Okay, quickly, Enid. I don't fit any of your stereotypes. I'm a Republican. Mm-hmm. I voted for Republican for president in every election since 1956. I will not vote for George W. Bush.
Are you also gay?
I am not.
Okay.
I've been hit on a couple of times by gay guys, and I just said, you know, I'm strictly AC, and they backed off. It didn't bother me at all. I'm not opposed or homophobic or any of that trash.
Now, why are you not, having voted Republican for all these years, why are you not going to vote Republican in this election?
Because of his, quote, tax cut, which is a deferment to my children. It's not a tax cut at all. Because of Halliburton, because of secrecy in government, which I think is terribly dangerous to our world. And I don't know, I got about a list of about 13 reasons not to vote for Mr. Bush.
Well, you know, that takes a lot of doing. If you've been a lifelong Republican and you are not going to vote for him in this election, my hat's off to you.
Okay.
Dave, I thank you.
A couple of things. I think you're being disingenuous with this gay marriage thing. You say it's not okay to define marriage only as between a man and a woman, but it is okay to define it as just between a man and a woman and a man and a man and a woman and a woman, without extending it any further. And I think that's, as I say,
to what? Goats, cats, and cows?
What's that?
To what? How are we extending it further? To goats, cats, and cows?
Polygamy.
No, well, I'm not in favor of polygamy. We're just talking about one-on-one marriages.
You're not,
no, I mean, but you can't assume a slippery slope here. Just
I'm
because,
not assuming a slippery slope.
But you are. You're saying it's like the domino theory that brought us into Vietnam. Well, if we allow to, you know, Adam and Steve to get married, that's it. 15, they're going to have group weddings next.
Oh, well, I'm good. I'm saying.
And in Denmark, that hasn't happened.
I'm saying you are disingenuous if you allow one definition.
No, I'm not disingenuous. I'm not in favor of multiple marriage.
Well, so I neither am I.
Well, what about two men marrying and two women marrying?
I am opposed. I believe that.
What about if you call it domestic partnership?
I approve that totally.
So as long as you don't call it marriage,
that's right.
It's the same thing. But if you don't call it marriage, then you're cool with it.
That's right.
Okay.
Marriage has religious connotations for me, although I'm not a very religious person.
But if you were a religious person, it would have religious connotations for you.
It still does. I think that is a reason not to.
Are you married?
I am.
How long have you been married?
Coming up 50 years.
Congratulations to you, Dave. My hat's off again. Thank you for calling. 303-382-1150. Now, here is what's coming out of this discussion. If you call it marriage, people don't want it. But if you say civil union, domestic partnership, absolutely the same as marriage, but we're just going to call it something else, then they're for it. 303-382-1150. Isn't this intriguing to you? Hal, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, Enid, I have...
You would have never known this if you hadn't listened to Enid Live today. Yes,
Hal. That's absolutely true. Am I on?
Yes, you are.
Okay. I have to disagree with you about this being a diversion, though. I think it is the central issue of this president plying out an amendment interfering with what I consider to be human rights for a single human to marry another single human. And I think that's the central issue we need to look at.
Well, that was the point that Teddy Kennedy said.
Do we want a president that does that? I don't. I do not feel comfortable about him using the Constitution to poke at our rights, to divide us that way. I feel like some of these arguments that I'm hearing from the right or the Christians or whoever they call themselves, these fundamentalists, sound so much like white supremacists out of the 50s and the 60s, the same kind of arguments that argued against blacks and interracial marriage and the abomination of interracial marriage. It just gives me the creepy crawlies. You should go back and watch some of those old newsreels.
Right.
And you just change the mode of, you know, the flavor of the 50s to the flavor of the 2000s, and now it's just gay people.
I thank you for the call. It's a you can still beat up. It's the one group apparently politicians still feel safe enough to beat up on. All right, you wanted to know Kerry's response. As Travis sent me this. This is John Kerry's response to President Bush supporting a constitutional ban on gay marriage. Here's what John Kerry has to say. I believe President Bush is wrong. All Americans should be concerned when a president who's in political trouble tries to tamper with the Constitution of the United States at the start of his reelection campaign. This president can't talk about jobs. He can't talk about health care. He can't talk about foreign policy, which has driven away allies and weakened the United States. So he's looking for a wedge issue to divide the American people. While I believe marriage is between a man and a woman, for 200 years this has been a state issue. I oppose this election year effort to amend the Constitution in an area that each state can adequately address, and I will vote against such an amendment if it comes to the Senate floor. I believe, John Kerry continues, the best way to protect gays and lesbians is through civil unions. I believe the issue of marriage should be left to the states, and that the President of the United States should be addressing the central challenges where he has failed, jobs, health care, and our leadership in the world, rather than once again seeking to drive a wedge by toying with the United States Constitution for political purposes or porpoises. What do you think? 303-382-1150. Lines are full. They'll open up. Eddie in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, Enid, I think right now Kerry will say anything to get elected. And the other thing, in Denmark, I heard you say about the marriage that it's okay. Well, in Denmark, everything goes. They even put women on display in windows where you can go shopping.
In the red light district?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I'm not aware of that. I think they do that in Amsterdam, but I'm not aware of it in Denmark. But if they do, You know what? I think prostitution should be legalized. We might as well decriminalize it. So tell me, in Denmark, they've had good luck with gay marriages. It's worked out very well for them.
Yeah. Yeah, well, everything else works out okay in Denmark. The other thing.
Are you against gay marriage?
No. I don't care what they do.
Okay.
The other thing that I wanted to mention was, as far as going to war, I think we should have gone to war right after 9/11 happened.
I'm kind of with you on that.
So
but who are we going to go to war against? Oh, and the big news out of London is that they have Osama bin Laden surrounded, essentially. And what we do know from the American newspapers is that they've stepped up the activity in that part of the country. So I think they're going to bring him in close to the election. That's what I think. Eddie, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. That leaves one line open. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to AM 1150 KNRC.
Why listen to Rush when you've got Enid?
Love her as I love her, and there will be joy.
AM 1150 KNRC.
All right, then. The first thing we'll do is divide everyone into two groups. Those of you who travel less than once a month, please turn your volume dial counterclockwise. And might I advise you to get out more. You deserve it. The rest of you, esteemed airline pilots, flight attendants, millionaires, professional athletes, congrats, you've made the cut. And should concurrently visit locatingme.com, where you'll find a service designed to aid you and your family in an emergency. When you're away, you want your family to feel confident that they could contact you at any time. And further, that they have access to pertinent medical information from any computer in the world. LocatingMe.com does this and more. And because you're a special and unique individual, if you're not completely satisfied, return your ID cards within 30 days and your entire subscription price will be refunded. No obligation. This concludes our discussion. And homebodies, you may readjust the volume as you see fit.
Visit LocatingMe.com, where you'll never be out of touch.
Tickets are on sale now for the 2004 KeyBank Denver Distinguished Lecture Series, featuring the dynamic lineup of retired General Tommy Franks on Tuesday, March 30th, and Steve Forbes on Monday, May 17th. Tickets are still available for these compelling speakers. For information on the remaining ticket packages, go to www.denverlectureseries.com and expand your world by attending the 2004 KeyBank Distinguished Lecture Series, a program of junior achievement and sponsored in part by AM 1150 KNRC. You wanted live, local talk on weekends while everyone else is in infomercials or ball games. We've got it for you, Saturdays and Sundays.
Did you hear that?
Yeah, I'd like to hear it.
Check out our lineup. Hear both sides talk on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hi, this is Bill O'Reilly. Join me live every weekday morning from 10 till noon here on AM 1150 KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:25 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. Lines are full. They'll open up. Mary Cheney has been urged to fight a ban on same-sex marriage. I'm getting emails. This one from Susan. She says, I believe the woman who called last week had the right idea. Eliminate marriage. Make them all civil unions. Oh, that's really a good idea. 303-321-1150. Steve on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. How are you today?
Good.
Good. A couple quick points. Number one, has Kerry come out and taken a stand for or against what the Massachusetts Supreme Court has done?
I don't know what his stand. But I read you his statement. If you heard it just a moment ago,
I did hear the statement, but I noticed
he says
say
he's not
about,
in favor of gay marriage, but he is in favor of domestic partnerships.
But is he in favor of legislating from the bench, which is essentially what?
See
the
now, here's who's being demonized. In addition to gays, everybody's demonizing activist judges. I just got this from Lori. Lori says, look out, activist judges has already replaced the quake in your boots watchword WMD. Wasn't it activist judges who put voting rights, equal education, etc. on the national agenda? So tell me what your point is about gay marriage. Are you in favor or not in favor?
I am not in favor of gay marriage.
Why? Are you in favor, let me ask you this question, are you in favor of domestic partnerships?
No, I'm not.
Why?
And I think that's a little bit different than what most of your callers have said. Very simply because of my Christian beliefs. And in regards to all of this, I think that you are being, and by the way, I'm a first-time caller and first-time listener to the show.
Wait a minute. Here's something for you, then.
Well, that's very nice. I'm appreciative of the fact that you're having this dialogue.
How did you find us? If this is the first time, if you're a first time listener,
I've seen billboards around, and I've actually caught O'Reilly's show a little bit, a couple of times, but I think, Enid, that you're being a little bit intellectually dishonest when you're talking about the slippery slope, and I think that is because you don't have a defense for it. If a man wants to marry another man or two other men or two other women or vice, you know, what have you, to throw out the red herring of what about goats and cats and dogs and everything is...
Yeah, but I'm not talking about polygamous marriage. I'm not talking about multiple marriages. That isn't what the culture is about. That's not what I'm thinking about. It's not what I'm in favor of. If two people have found each other, they want to make a commitment, they want these rites of survivorship, or if one's in the hospital and they want to, and if they want to be solid citizens in the community, God knows, when you've got marriage rates failing at 50%, I have no problem with it. If it's a matter of the language and calling it civil unions or domestic partnerships rather than marriage, I don't have a problem. And so I'm asking you, I'm trying to find out why you do have a problem with it.
Why wouldn't you have a problem with that?
Well, I'm asking you why you do have a problem with it.
But you're not thinking.
I didn't call you, Steve. You called me. Why do you have a problem with this?
And I did tell you why I had a problem with it.
Well, because you're a Christian. But tell me at a psychological level why you have a problem with this.
I don't have to do it at a psychological level. I have to do it in an intellectual level. I don't have to do this with emotion.
Well,
that's the difference.
You don't think there's any emotion in your feelings about, in your position on this?
No, I don't.
You'd think there's no emotion here at all? You think you've made it on solid intellectual foundation, which consists of what?
Religion, which is not intellectual.
God help us with religions, but they're usually not. They're faith-based. So that isn't about intellect. That's about faith.
Well, it is also about intellect.
It's really about faith.
I mean, you could have several hours worth of discussion of whether the Bible is historically accurate and factually accurate, and whether it's true or not, or whether it's just a bunch of
scholars. Biblical scholars are coming to blows about that very subject right now.
And they always will.
Yeah. Well, all right. So I take your point, Steve. I thank you for the call. 303-382-11. He's not going to tell us. He's just going to say it's religious and therefore intellectual. But religion is about faith, and faith is not to do with the intellect. Faith is to do with the heart, and faith is to do with emotions. And it's like love. Love is not intellectual. Love is to do with the emotions, don't you think? Your feelings. Feelings. Whoa, 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 feelings. Kelly on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Kelly.
And, you know, I disagree with you on so many things, but this one, darling, I think you hit it right on the head.
I can't believe that.
Well, it is. I mean, you know, for me, I don't really care. But if you look upon the thing, if marriage is a religious term. The state cannot baptize you. The state cannot do anything within the religious culture.
Well, wait a minute. Here's what the dictionary says about marriage. The state of being married. Oh, relation between spouses, married life, wedlock, matrimony, the act of marrying, wedding, the rite or form used in marrying, any close or intimate, any close, definition number four, any close or intimate union.
Right. But the one time for Webster, you know, within the Bible, you know, it's the belief that God, you know, granted marriage upon us. And if that word is the problem, then...
Change the word.
You got it.
All right, somebody suggested, I thank you, Kelly, for the call. Somebody suggested everything should be called civil unions. We get rid of marriage, and therefore 50% of them won't fail. Get rid of marriage, we call them civil unions. What do you think? Chris, on a cell, how you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
I'm a first-time caller also.
Oh, wait a minute.
Getting a lot of those today.
Oh, the kiss machine is fired up.
Well, I think that that I can simplify this, and I just first want to say what I believe marriage is, you know, between a man and a woman. And I think it's defined for a purpose, and that is to procreate. And the way that you consummate a marriage is through sex. And I think that that's part of the problem that people have with it being called marriage, is because they don't want to think of same-sex partners to consummate a marriage. I don't have a problem with civil unions whatsoever. And I also
so you have a problem with the language. You don't want to be called marriage, but you don't have a problem with the two people getting together in every marriage and everything but the word.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and you know, the thing is that I thought about this a couple weeks ago when this all started happening, and that I believe that as far as the government's concerned, they should just have the civil unions. If people want to get together, have a civil union.
And if they want to have a religious?
If they want to get married, go get married in a church.
You know what? I like that a lot. If you want, do a civil union, and if you want to make it a religious thing, you do that on your own, and the government doesn't get involved in the same way. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150, Kashmir in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, how's it going?
Good.
Well, what I think is that George Bush, you just said a minute ago, you was like, religion is based by faith. And with George Bush, he has to go, regardless if he's a president, he has to go by his faith. So by him saying, by him reading the Bible and seeing what God wants for marriage, because marriage was made for a man and a woman, that's what he has to kick. Me personally, I feel like I don't care what they do, but he has, as a Christian, you have to protect our values. So I have no problem with
it. Well, wait a minute. We got a constitution, not a Bible, as the foundation of this country.
Exactly. But at the same time, you're asking for him to change what the Bible says to fit what the
No, he's not. If he were a Roman Catholic, I wouldn't expect him to impose the Pope's teaching on the United States of America. And that was a big issue when JFK was elected, because he was the first Catholic elected president of this country. And everybody was frightened at that time that he'd take his marching orders from the Pope and he would try to make the country, you know, Catholicize in some way the country. That never happened. And so for George Bush to try to do the same thing to the rest of us, I think, is not wise. I think that he is really just demonizing a group of people. It's a diversion.
Marriage, the word marriage in itself, it, this word.
Kashmir, are you for it or against it?
Come on, man, can I talk, man? I mean, you always interrupt people. I was just talking. You know?
I've had enough of your talking today. 303-382-1150. Jim on Fort Collins. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid.
Hi, Jim.
Quick question. I listened to your discussion about Jim Carrey, or John Kerry.
John Kerry.
And what he said about this issue.
Yeah.
And my question to him and my question to you would be, would he agree and would you agree that states could reject the marriage of the person next door? Like if they got married in a different state and that state has a different law, that they could reject that marriage when they move in.
Well, that is what the state's right, that's the whole state's rights issue on gay marriage. What do you say to it? In other words, Massachusetts, you take the bar exam in California. If you go to law school in Colorado, I don't know if Colorado has reciprocity with California, but I'm guessing that many states do not, and you've got to take the bar exam in California if you want to practice there. And so in this country, if you've been married in one state, it goes for most of the others, apparently. I have never been married, so I don't know this firsthand, but that's my. But if in Massachusetts decides that they're going to allow gay marriage, many states may not accept that idea, may say that the marriage is not valid in their eyes. Oh, I think he dropped off. Well, there it is, 303-382-1150. JB on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, Enid, how are you?
Good.
Hey, Enid, I was wondering if you'd heard about this group that is trying to get the conservatives in Colorado who support the federal marriage amendment to sign a fidelity pledge.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a group that...
Is this a joke or is this actually true?
No, this is serious.
Because, you know, the federal government wants to put in a bunch of money to strengthen marriages.
Right.
All right, so what's the Fidelity Pledge?
So the Fidelity Pledge says that, you know, I as a leader in Colorado commit to uphold fidelity as an example in my own life, right? And so this group is going to the 39 legislators and Owens and the rest who have said they're supporting the federal marriage amendment and saying, hey, you know, if you're worried about marriage... then you should focus on infidelity and, you know, sign this pledge.
The governor, that nobody's asked him whether he's been monogamous
exactly
in his marriage.
Right. Yeah. They went down to his office today with one of these pledges to see if they could get a signature, but apparently the guy was in Washington. Imagine that. He wasn't in his office.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, but it's the Fidelity Pledge, and this group, it's the Rocky Mountain Progressive Network. This group, you know, on their website, and otherwise, apparently, they had a big press conference down at the Capitol today, and they're going around to all these folks and saying, hey, you know, if you're worried about marriage, if you think it's your right to stick your nose into it, then commit as a leader that, you know, your actions are going to follow your rhetoric.
Don't do as I say.
Right, exactly. So it'll be interesting to see how many of the 39 sign it. What do you think, any? Do you think it'll be a big fat zero?
I don't know. Who's it going out to the governors of major states?
It's starting in Colorado, and so it's going to go to all of the legislators in Colorado, the governor and all the folks in the House and the Senate, as well as the national.
Is Wayne Allard and Marilyn Musgrave,
Wayne
are they going to sign
on the
it?
List. Marilyn Musgrave, is on the list. John Andrews is
John
on the
Andrews?
List.
John Andrews? Oh, my goodness. Yeah. Oh, yeah. My goodness. Well, JB, keep us posted, will you?
Will do.
All right. Thank you very much. 303-382-1150. I'm Enid Goldstein. You're listening to the Tuesday edition of Enid Live on AM 1150 KNRC. 2:37, time to check into the KNRC newsroom for an update from Tim McLaughlin. Hi, Tim.
Hi, Enid. Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 50 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by James Hardy Building. Tracy Baker's political career is on the line in the voting booths in Arapahoe County today. Voters are being asked whether Baker should be recalled from his job as county clerk and recorder, and if so, who should replace him. A house fire in Englewood overnight killed a 93-year-old woman and sent her 96-year-old husband to the intensive care unit suffering from smoke inhalation and serious burns. Firefighters say it was difficult for the couple to get out of the home because of double-keyed deadbolt locks. Fire destroyed an old apartment building in downtown Estes Park today. The structure is atop a business near the Hub Hotel at 141 East Elkhorn Drive. A little after 9 this morning, firefighters found smoke coming out of the second floor. After firefighters controlled the blaze, they searched the building for victims. Nobody was injured, but several people have lost their apartments. Standard Pacific Homes features durable, low-maintenance James Hardy siding products throughout its latest development, the Summit at Legacy Ridge, now open. Traffic and your exclusive Weather Channel forecast are up next. KNRC News Time is 2:38.
More Enid Live.
And it's not the same for men.
Talking just gets you into trouble.
Next on AM 1150 KNRC.
Hey, Mary, what you doing?
I'm declaring my independence. I'm switching my internet access to ProLink.
I didn't know you played golf. Where do you play?
Golf? Are you kidding? I couldn't tell a golf ball from a disco ball.
Well, didn't you say ProLink?
Yeah, but ProLink isn't about golf. It's about DSL, dial-up, and all that, you know, internet access.
I've never heard of ProLink.
They're an ISP. They offer the same high-quality internet access as the big guys, but without the poor service and annoying Super Bowl ads.
Is their connection fast?
Sure. Their DSL taps directly into large networks, just like the big guys, and they're giving me 2 free months of internet access.
Well, that settles it. I'm switching to ProLinks. How do I get connected?
Call them at 303-972-3218 and they'll get you squared away. That number again is 303-972-3218. Mention this ad and get your first 2 months of high-speed internet access for free. That number again is 303-972-3218. You'll be glad you did.
DSL cross-connector installation fees are not included. Not available in all areas.
KNRC News Time is 2:39. Time to check with Darren Copeland in the KNRC Traffic Center.
This traffic report brought to you by Albertsons. Not really a lot going on as far as the accidents are. We'll see some construction westbound I-76 from Sheridan to Wadsworth, as well as I-70 between 6th Avenue and the Morrison exit. You'll see some just some construction in that area. Did you know that Albertsons Pharmacy now gladly accepts workers' compensation prescriptions? It's just one more way the folks at Albertsons work with your needs in mind. I'm Darren Copeland with your traffic. You can hear Jimmy Lakey in the morning starting at 6 on AM 1150 KNRC.
I'm Valerie Seagraves with the KNRC forecast from the Weather Channel. It is going to be a little on the breezy side as we go through the afternoon and into this evening, but with it being a south wind, it's mild air, partly sunny with a high of 51, mainly clear tonight, a low around 25, sunnier tomorrow with a high of 55, and mostly sunny and up around 59 on Thursday. For the Weather Channel, I'm Valerie Seagraves on AM 1150 KNRC.
It's partly cloudy, 50 degrees. KNRC News Time is 2:40. I'm Tim McLaughlin. Our next news at 3 o'clock or when it breaks on AM 1150 KNRC.
How about 15% off a case of wine? Sounds like an irresistible deal, doesn't it? Brenda Francis here to tell you that Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits now offers you another great way to save money. Mondays only, we offer 15% off a mix-and-match case of wine. You only need to purchase 12 bottles of wine to qualify. Sale wines count towards the 12 but don't receive the discount. You receive 15% off and enjoy sale prices too. Now there is no reason to purchase wine at full price ever again. Enjoy the Mondays only 15% off on 12 bottles, 24 bottles, or 144 bottles of wine. Sign up for our email newsletter at GoldenTriangleWines.com or ask for a hard copy of our newsletter for information about sale items, feature items, and special purchases. Golden Triangle Wine and Spirits, southwest corner of 12th and Broadway, in the old Metropolitan Antiques Building, 303-893-8437. That's 303-893-8437. On the web at goldentrianglewines.com.
K KNRC Market Watch.
Wall Street's major indexes closed lower for the fifth straight session. This follows a report showing consumer confidence hitting its lowest level since October. The Dow Industrials lost 43 points to 10,566. The Nasdaq slid 2 points to 2,005. The S&P 500 fell 2 points to 1,139. Big board volume was about 1.5 billion shares. Advancers beat decliners by a slim margin. United Technologies was the Dow's worst performer for the second straight session, this time sinking $1.97. United Tech says it will be hurt by the Pentagon's decision to cancel the Comanche helicopter program, but United Tech is sticking by this year's profit forecast. Disney, another Dow loser, shedding 79 cents. A Merrill Lynch analyst says it's increasingly likely that Comcast will raise its takeover offer for Disney. Another analyst says no. I'm Steve Orr from the newsroom at MarketWatch.com.
With the resources of NBC, CNN, News 4, and AP, along with local reporters on the ground.
I need it. It's there.
Stay in touch with what's happening in Denver and the Front Range with Dick Kelsey Mornings and Tim McLaughlin Afternoons, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. And now, the Enid Goldstein Show continues on AM 1150 KNRC.
2:43 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. I'm yours until 3 o'clock, and I'm getting these emails. Travis emails me and says, make divorce illegal. Isn't divorce the greatest threat to marriage? And why do callers and Republicans rail about activist judges in Massachusetts and completely ignore the fact that activist judges installed the current president? And this from George. George says, great show. I get so tired of hearing callers mischaracterize what the Massachusetts Supreme Court did. They did not endorse gay marriage, and they did not do anything activist. All they did was say that the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution would probably not allow one type of union to be called a marriage and another type to be called a civil union. They said to the legislature, if you do this for same-sex couples, you must call it marriage under the terms of the 14th, because otherwise it's not equal protection under the law. Now, lawmakers, in that light, it's up to you to decide whether or not you want to do it. That's all the Massachusetts Supreme Court said. Tyrone, calling on a cell. Calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
How you doing, Enid?
Doing well.
Number one, I just wanted to say it's really offensive. It seems as if you tolerate your African-American callers, but that's not why I called.
Just a minute. Yes, it is why you're calling. What are you talking about, not tolerating African-American callers? You call all the time. Kashmir calls all the time. And a lot of other people call all the time. So you know what? I really resent that comment. 303-382-1150, Ray in Arvada. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, Enid.
I hate that race card. It just used all, you know? Give me a break. Yes, Ray.
If the Constitution Amendment passed, the next thing that would come down the pike was people like Marilyn Musgrave and Christian Wright at the state level would start passing legislation to punish the gays. And no one's talked about that. And Tyler, Texas, has a Christian Reconstructionist movement with Rush Dooney and the Chalcedon Foundation. They want to punish gays just right now.
What do you mean they want to punish them? In what way?
Christian Reconstructionism, they want to punish them, kill them.
Well, I don't want to go down that slippery slope, although sure there are some fundamentalist groups that they thought that Matthew Shepard, the kid who'd been beaten up, they were so happy with that. They're just laughing in their up their sleeves.
But this is part of the militia movement.
Well, I'm not aware of it, and I hate to go into slippery slopes, Ray, and I hope that correct.
There's a group in Tyler, Texas, and they have Larry Pratt that's part of them. And Larry Pratt was up at, I think Larry Pratt for a while was Pat Buchanan's national campaign director when he ran for presidency, until they found that Larry Pratt was meeting up at Estes Park, Colorado, with militia groups.
All right. I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Tony on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, Enid. My call is, it seems like the core of this for most of the callers I'm listening to is a resistance to, just based on religion and based on maybe an uncertainty of what gay really is.
Okay.
And I've got, I've wrestled with that myself. Raised a Catholic, and I'm not going to say I'm a a good one by any standards. But when you get to the term of marriage, you know, you think of it as being sacred. And so you kind of battle with that quite a bit.
Well, where are you on the issue?
I would be for it.
For gay marriage.
And based on religiously, because I've always felt like Christ's teachings were, you know, you don't use the law to persecute. And so you have to understand it and, you know, try to understand what's going on. And then secondly, as far as what gay is to me, I think it's biological. I've always felt that way. And on that assumption, you know, I can't argue against it at all. I mean, it's just a natural thing.
I think it is biological for a lot of people. For some people, perhaps not. But for the research seems to indicate that it's largely biological. Tony, I thank you for the call. 303-382-1150. Jay in Arvada. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, a couple of things. I'm like 55 years old, and I'm perfect. I'm not gay. Raised by a couple of Barry Goldwater clones. You know, but I'm pretty open-minded. I think that they, hey, whatever you want to do, it's like love knows no boundaries. And as long as you're not going to bed with chickens or cats or kids, it's none of my business. Just like heterosexual people, it's none of their business, none of gay people's business what I do in my bedroom. Well, it's, you know, love doesn't know those boundaries. It's you love who you love, and that's the way it is. And if you want to spend your life with them, then go for it.
Jay, I'm with you on that, and I thank you. 303-382-1150. Bob. In Lone Tree. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Good afternoon. You keep using the word or referring to George Bush demonizing gays.
Yeah.
What did he say that demonizes them?
He knows this makes it an obvious target and it makes it an obvious wedge issue.
No, but what did he say that demonizes them? The whole
marriage ban is a way, I think, doing a constitutional ban of gay marriage is a whole way of demonizing a whole class of people and restricting their freedoms. But tell me where you stand on this issue.
I would be opposed to gay marriage.
Because?
I think it'll destroy marriage as an institution.
Like, is marriage as an institution doing so well already? It's like
no,
a 50% divorce rate?
No, but if something's having trouble, you don't fix that by making it easier to get into.
Why would you say that gay marriage would dilute or destabilize heterosexual marriage?
Okay, if you allow same-sex marriage based on a equal protection type argument,
right,
which seems likely what would go to the courts, on what principle do you limit it to that?
We're limiting, just for purposes of our discussion, I don't know how you would be not limiting it, but let's say that we have gay marriage. The question I'm asking you, because you feel it will destabilize and weaken marriage and therefore the fabric of the country, tell me how you see that process happening. So that's what you said.
Yes, it did, because it is a change. Would we agree on that?
Yes, it's a change, but how do you see it? Because you have a gut feeling about it, so see if you can articulate it, Bob.
Simple, because if you go off of the principle that marriage is one man, one woman, male,
uh-huh,
female,
uh-huh, and
once you change that,
yeah,
which this would be doing,
right?
There's no reason to stop changing it. There's no principle that I am aware of that would say.
So your fear is that one change will unleash a whole host of changes that it will be uncontrollable and will change the fabric of the society. Sounds like your fear. Is that a fair way of describing it?
Yes.
Okay, because in Denmark, where they've done it, and there were similar fears, in fact, it's been very good. And the clergy that was initially anti...
How long has it been there?
It's been there since, I think, the late 70s.
Okay.
Middle to late 70s, I think. And, well, they first legalized de facto gay marriage in 1989. And then, I think, then the laws became even more liberal beyond that, I think. I've got to look at all this material that's just landed on my desk. But it has worked out, and the clergy that was initially anti-gay marriage, very upset about the possibility of changes, just as you are, have come to embrace it. So that's all I know. And the fear is a legitimate fear. I won't poo-poo your fear, Bob, but I think that all it is fear.
Well, I don't think it's valid to compare that culture to this one and the clergy there to the clergy here.
Why?
They're very different places.
We're both very modern, you know, westernized,
no,
modern countries.
I disagree. The United States is culturally a Christian country. Europe culturally is post-Christian. They're different.
Europe is not, I don't even know what you mean by post-Christian, and Europe is also a Christian country. Bob, you're so wrong about that. 303-382-1150, I'm Enid Goldstein. Post-Christian, pre-Christian, anti-Christian, you know, I'm Enid Goldstein, you're listening to AM 1150. It was a nice try, though. I thought that was pretty good. They have all those cathedrals in England and France and Italy and Germany, and that's not Christian? Oh, well, AM 1150, KNRC. You're listening to Enid Live.
She's your midday rush alternative. Enid Goldstein on AM 1150, KNRC. Enid Goldstein, KNRC.
We have to talk.
My neighbor stopped by my house this afternoon and asked if I had any basil.
Unbelievable. I've been trying to find a house and a mortgage,
and she thinks I can drop everything to concentrate on dried leaves.
Coldwell Banker makes buying a home less stressful. And our family of companies can also handle your mortgage with a competitive rate and quick decision. Coldwell Banker. Visit coldwellbanker.com. All offices independently owned and operated except offices owned and operated by Energy Incorporated.
The KNRC Community Commitment.
Coal Creek Community Theater presents the award-winning comic drama Steel Magnolias. Evening performances will be February 27th and 28th and March 5th and 6th at 7:30 p.m. with matinees February 29th and March 7th at 2 p.m. All performances will be held at the Louisville Center for the Arts at 801 Grant Street in Louisville. For tickets to Steel Magnolias, call the Coal Creek Community Theater box office at 303-665-7211 or go to www.ccctheater.org.
Have you separated from military service and wish you had never left? Join the Air National Guard. Work part-time and earn retirement benefits. Call 1-800-TO-GO-ANG. That's 1-800-TO-GO-ANG.
Be sure to start your day the right way.
It's a busy world, and none of us has a lot of time, especially me. That's why I tune to this station, because in a heartbeat, they're going to give me all the headlines that's going on around the country, around the globe.
The station you can depend on.
And right here locally. Let me know what's going on, and I like to keep on top of everything that's going on. And there's only one place for me to find that, and that's right here. That's why we use this station.
Denver's locally owned news and talk station. AM 1150, KNRC. Management at AM 1150 KNRC had been listening to the Doug Kellett Show played backwards, looking for hidden subliminal messages. Here's what they found.
John Kerry would make a great president.
Find out what he says for yourself weekdays at 3, exclusively on AM 1150 KNRC. As important to Denver as the Rocky Mountains, if we do say so ourselves. AM 1150, KNRC. KNRC.
Hi, I'm Doug Kellett. Join me weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 here on AM 1150, KNRC. Now back to Enid Goldstein.
2:54 on the Tuesday edition of Enid Live. There is a line open, 303-382-1150. I just got this email from Jim. He says, I'm having a time trying to decide if the Republicans want my vote or not. After voting and working for the party for years on end, proposing an amendment to ban American rights is just too much. Here's my short list of complaints, and he's a Republican. Against the current batch of Republicans, which appears to be the dumbest collection of politicians in memory. Well, I agree with that. Number one, spending money wildly. Number two, bad fiscal timing. Tax cuts for people who don't need it. Three, tacit support for white-collar criminals. Four, bad foreign policy. Five, unwillingness to do the real dirty work on terrorism. Six, no concern for handgun deaths. Seven, and now, insulting my gay and lesbian friends. The likelihood of an amendment passing seems remote. However, do you feel the base of the party buys off on all this bile, or am I moving away from the base? Is it possible, he asks, rather plaintively, to be a moderate Republican? That really is the question. Is it possible to be a moderate Republican? You tell me. 303-382-1150. Kevin, calling from Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hey, how's it going? I had just 2 points I wanted to make real quick. And let me ask you, if the way you describe marriage, if marriage is so horrible and if it's going downhill, then why do gays want to enter into
That's the question of the moment. Why do they want to have their hearts broken, their wallets attached? Why?
It doesn't make any sense. And number two, I'll
tell you why. Because they want to have the same civil rights as everybody else. And if you get sick and you want your partner to come to visit you in the hospital, your family can prevent it. And your partner has no rights because your partner's not related to you. Those are really the real reasons, Kevin.
Okay, I think right now in this day and age, we're pretty smart that we can go ahead and do a law to affect that. You know, I don't personally don't like civil unions.
Why?
I think it sort of destroys, I think once you have civil unions in the gay community, I think you're going to have it into the man and woman community. You know, if I have a girlfriend, it's going to be like, okay, well, we're not going to get married. We're just going to have a civil union.
Why do you see that as a problem?
It's sort of a cop-out. You know, I personally think, let me ask you, are you married at all?
I've never been married.
Were they divorced or were they married?
No, my parents were married my parents are both deceased, but they were married for their whole lives. I won't say it was the A-plus marriage of the century, but they stayed married their whole lives.
Let me ask you, have you heard...
But tell me, this isn't 20 questions, Kevin. We got a board full of people. Tell me what your point is, real quick.
I just disagree with it. I don't understand why the gays want to enter into that when it's not horrible.
And they don't want to get... why should they get their hearts broken like everybody else? Thank you, Kevin. 303-382-1150. Heidi on a cell. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Yeah, I've traveled a lot in Europe, and I've seen things that go on there, and they are more progressive than us, but they've been through a lot more. And as far as Bob went with the religious things, he's totally gone there, because I think that religion is becoming more obsessive here in this country.
Or we're becoming more obsessed with religion.
Correct. And I think they're putting their feet as firmly as they can in our politics, and Europe has already seen that, and they're gone off, and they're on the next phase, where they're getting more accepted there.
Heidi, I think you make a good point. Thank you. 303-382-1150, Ed in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hi, Enid. Mike Lukovich did a pretty good cartoon on this. He showed Osama bin Laden with some of his jihadists in a cave. And he said, look, we have a new plan. The Christian right says all we got to do is sneak into America and marry each other, and we can destroy America. So I thought that was a good cartoon. Let's enjoy that.
Okay, thank you very much for that. 303-382-1150. Don in Denver. Hi, you're live with Enid.
Hello, Enid.
Yes, Don.
I think one of the problems is that we talk about this as if it were a moderate or a liberal issue, and it's not. It's a reactionary issue, because what the Republicans have now departed completely from is the idea that states have some level of sovereignty. They need an amendment to the national constitution because they don't trust the states to formulate their own laws.
But this was the party that believes in states' rights.
Well, it doesn't sound like it anymore, does it?
No, it doesn't.
What we have is a reactionary problem, not a moderate or even conservative problem.
Are you a Republican?
I am not.
Okay, Don, I thank you for the call. Lots of people to thank today. All of you who called and listened, thank you so much. The lines were completely jammed. Joe Anderson, you did a great job in combat conditions. And you too, Jordan Lyles, thank you. I hope you'll tune in tomorrow, noon to 3. I will be with you. We'll have lunch together. Do something generous. Leave the world a better place than you found it. And clean up some mess. I don't care how small, whether it's emotional, psychological, a messy drawer, a messy desk. Clean it up and your life will be transformed. Doug Kellett up next. I'll see you tomorrow at noon. I'm Enid Goldstein. Have a great evening.
Hear both sides talk. AM 1150, KNRC, Englewood, Denver. Doug Kellett is straight ahead. It's 3 o'clock.
Good afternoon. Partly cloudy, 50 degrees. I'm Tim McLaughlin. This report brought to you by Sky Ridge Medical Center. Tracy Baker may or may not be out of a job by the end of today. Voters in Arapahoe County are going to the polls to decide whether Baker should be recalled from his job as county clerk and recorder. There are four candidates vying for the seat if Baker is recalled. They're Republican Nancy Doty and Libertarian Travis Nix, and two write-in candidates, Democrat Kathleen Conway and Libertarian Bennett Rutledge. County election spokesman Drew Kramer says voters must decide if Baker should be recalled, and if they do, who should replace him.
At the end of the day, we should know the results of both questions at the same time. If Mr. Baker is recalled, we'll announce that, and then we'll announce which candidate received the most votes to replace him.
Baker's been under fire for quite some time and is accused of creating a hostile workplace, mismanaging taxpayer funds, and carrying on a relationship with his top assistant, Lisa Sale. Meanwhile, Baker says he's filed a formal complaint with the Secretary of State's office. He claims he's documenting voting violations. Details are sketchy, but authorities are looking into an incident in which shots were fired near a Colorado Springs office building. Lieutenant Cliff Northam says about 12:45 this afternoon, witnesses heard gunshots on the access road between the Days Inn and the Executive Towers office complex near Circle and Janitel.